tonight over Niles West. I'm Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Just about 8 seconds left for the GHS sophomores, and it looks like they're on their way to a victory, up 49-43 at this point, and the Streaks with the basketball at the free throw line. So they've actually played a pretty good game here this afternoon. Hopefully we'll see the same thing from the varsity Streaks, but again, this is a very good team we're going to see this afternoon, Eric. The Streaks talked about, well, in fact, we'll hear from Coach Massey coming up in the pregame interview about how bad they lost to him over the summer, but totally different thing when you get into the regular season. And with this system that Coach Massey runs, it's one of those, if you're hitting your threes, if things are going right for you, you can play with anybody.
Right, and I think the big thing is going to be the Streaks are going to have to just shoot the basketball really well. I mean, you're not going to come out, you're not going to beat these girls inside, so you got to hit your mid-range shots, you got to hit your deep shots, and you've got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them to make the layups. You know, one of the things that we've seen recently that's been a little frustrating is we've missed some point-blank layups inside. Yeah. You can't miss wide-open point-blank layups against this team, because this is a team that, you know, it does play real well. As far as their game, and they have a lot more height than the Streaks.
Yeah, and this is one of those, you're talking about layups. Well, if we get layups, it's going to be on fast breaks. It's not going to be getting the penetration. This is one of those days when the girls that do get penetration, the Sharon and Jessica, whoever else, you're going to have to be looking to dish off, because in the middle you've got Jackie Grant, a 6'3 senior, who is going to be headed to play at the University of Illinois next year. But she's not all they've got. You've got Reagan Carmichael, a 5'8 senior guard, very athletic. She'll be playing at St. Louis University next year. You've got Mackenzie Duffy, who is a very good defender. Again, you know, these are the types of teams that give the Streaks trouble, 5'8 to 5'10 with athletic guards, and it's gonna cause us some problems. So it's going to be other people, like you said, are going to have to step up and shoot the ball well.
I feel like we're in the Staples Center. They shut the lights off on the sides, so only the court is lit. Anyway, but, yeah, no, you're 100% right. You're going to have to shoot the ball, and you're going to have to execute on defense. You can't get lost defensively the way that we've seen at times the Streaks do. You've got to come out. You've got to play hard on the defensive end. But remember, you need to get back, because Jackie Grant and a lot of these interior players, even for just your run-of-the-mill team, don't miss a whole lot inside.
Right.
You know they're not going to miss a whole lot inside if they have the opportunity. We saw the girls out here shooting on the floor. They do have a lot more size, obviously, than the Streaks, and we've talked about that. And, you know, it goes back to the adage that we've talked about time and again, which is height we can deal with. Athleticism we can deal with.
Right.
Height and athleticism, that gives us some problems.
And this, you talk about Jackie Grant at 6'3". I remember watching her as a freshman. That and she was a good, at least 6'2", at that point. Moved really well, very athletic. In fact, she actually was getting some offers for softball from Division I programs, but she decided to give that up and stick with the basketball because she was a pitcher and she loves batting and was not going to be getting a chance to bat. So therefore, she decided to give up the softball and just stick with basketball. Her father actually played in the NBA for a brief time. Her father, Josh Grant, played at Utah and then played for the Golden State Warriors for a brief time. Her mother was a player at Elmhurst University, which is in the CCIW. She comes from a pretty good pedigree there as well. But like you said, she's going to be going to Illinois. You've got Reagan Carmichael at St. Louis U, both Division I programs. Galesburg sophomores, by the way, picked up a win. 51-43 was the final score in that game. The Coach Mike Ruck squad picks up the victory. Here at Maine South High School in Park Ridge, just north of O'Hare. In fact, it's really one of the easier schools to get to when we come up to the suburbs. You get off Toohey Avenue exit, two right turns, and you're actually at the school. Another thing, Eric, that we can expect from this squad is when we come up here, they're so much more physical than we see some physical basketball. But you know, Coach Massey's talked about it in the past that all these girls, a lot of these times, not only they have basketball trainers and personal trainers to go along with everything else they do with their team.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, you cannot get psyched out just because you came up here. You just beat this team up here 2 years ago. I mean, and it's a lot of the same players. It's not like this team's composed. Now, you know, obviously they got better, but so did you. So the big thing for the Streaks is once you come out here, you've got to set the tone early. And, you know, we've seen the Streaks get way down against Springfield. We saw them get way down against Rocky. We've seen them get way down against a few teams. Now, some of those teams we've come back against, even Springfield, we got within eight. But, you know, that's a tough hole to climb out of. Springfield, it took, I think, what, a 35-point second quarter just to climb back into the game. You're not going to be able to do that against every team.
Well, we're going to take a timeout, and we'll see if we can get a word with Maine South head coach Mark Smith. He wasn't available earlier to get one from him. We'll see if we can get a word with him coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Today, he woke you up at 3 a.m. to tell you he wants hot dogs for lunch. At 7, he showed you his artistic ways by wiping his breakfast all over your shirt. And by 9 this morning, you've changed his pants 3 times. But you wouldn't have it any other way. Because at noon, you'll watch him smile when you finally get his kite to fly. And when he wakes from his nap at 2 this afternoon, you'll see your mother in his eyes. And when you put him down for bed at 8 tonight, he'll yawn and sigh and you'll tell yourself, I've never loved anything more. Today's a good day. A day to invest in his future moments, both big and small. Visit brightstarttoday.com or talk to your financial advisor. Brightstart College Savings. Today's a good day.
Before investing in the plan, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses associated with municipal fund securities. The program disclosure statement and participation agreement contain this and other information about the plan and may be obtained by visiting brightstarttoday.com or by calling 1-877-43-BRIGHT. Read them carefully before investing.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. Your final chance at year-end values.
Free three-year maintenance plan on select vehicles. Thousands in discounts up for grabs. No payments till next year.
Don't be late for the year-end blowout going on now at Lake is Ford Dodge Ram in Galesburg. These are the final days of final deals. During the Great Lake is year-end blowout, buy a new 2012 Porter Dodge in stock, and Lake is will throw in a three-year maintenance plan for free. That means your first 12 oil changes are on Lake is,
and you won't have to make a payment till next year.
Deep holiday discounts like a 2012 Ford Focus with rebates and Lakis and Farm Bureau discounts. You'll save over $4,100 and Lakis will throw in that free three-year maintenance plan. Plus, the Lakis for the People credit approval process works to help you get approved even if you've been turned down in the past. It's the great Lakis year-end blowout going on now at Lakis Ford Dodge Ram in Galesburg.
And time is running out.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Coach Mark Smith. Coach, started off to a great season, 9-1, only loss so far to Evanston, and we were just talking, you said pretty good Evanston ball club.
Very good. In fact, our entire conference is just stacked. Saw the Glenbrook South coach just walk in, and New Trier and Evanston and us. I think the four of us have a real good chance of winning the conference, and any one of the four can win the sectional.
Well, you know, it's always a good opportunity for the Streaks to come up here and play Maine South. Obviously, we're going up a class, but it's still a good experience. My understanding is you guys played over the summer up in Wisconsin, so that was probably a good preview for your girls since you haven't seen the Streaks in a couple years.
Yeah, we took a year off. We have so much respect for what Evan's doing down at Galesburg, and love the style. You know, unfortunately, we come off a conference game last night, so we don't practice for it that much, but we talked about it, and it should be fun for our girls today.
Well, I can tell you that the Streaks were very happy that you guys play your conference games Friday nights and we play Thursday nights. But that being said, give us a little outlook on your team. Obviously, Jackie Grant going to Illinois next year. Your other guard is going down to SLU, so you've got some experience. You've also got a lot of young girls on the team. What are you looking for from the squad this year?
Yeah, our top three kids, you know, Reagan, the guard that's going to St. Louis, and Jackie. We also have a shooter that is not here. She's at a family wedding. Mackenzie Duffy is just an outstanding shooter. And, you know, those three girls really make us tick. But we've got a lot of young kids also that are learning our system. And, you know, we've got a complicated playbook, but we won't have to use it tonight. It's just going to be survival and spread the floor and make good passes and break up the pressure a little bit.
That being said, what's your biggest concern about dealing with the Streaks' pressure? You know they're coming at you full court the whole game long, and they're going to be shooting a lot, as many shots as they can get in the air.
Yeah, just the mental aspect of it. You know, knowing that a 20-point game against Galesburg, up or down, is like a 6-point game in a slug-it-out conference game for us. So we're aware that if we're down 20 and there's some time left that we have a chance, and conversely, if we're up 20, we know that we're not going to be resting.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach. Good luck this afternoon, and should be an exciting game nonetheless.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Right. Take care.
That is Maine South head coach Mark Smith here on the pregame. We'll be back with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Never miss the action.
Cutler moving to his left. Cutler from behind. Going to throw to the end zone. Diving grab. Far side of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Matt Spade. Diving catch.
The Bears look to once again beat NFC North rivals, the Minnesota Vikings.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pregame coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, the Laser.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Talking with Streaks head coach Evan Massey prior to the afternoon's non-conference game against the Maine South Hawks. And coach, always fun to get out of town and see some different kind of competition, and this obviously is some of the best competition you'll probably see this season.
It is, you know, I mean, you look that their point guard is a senior that's going to the University of St. Louis on a full ride, and then their post player is a marquee player, a 6'4 player going to the University of Illinois. So they've got good players that way, and we played them this summer, and they just clobbered us and stuff. So hopefully we'll be a little more organized with our pressure, and that's what's got to happen. If we get stuck either offensively or defensively in the half court very much, it could be a long day for us. But it's good playing a team like this.
Yeah, it really is. And you've actually had very good success with them over the years with a 7-5 record. In fact, the last time you played up here, they had a very good team, and you were able to pick up a win. And, you know, with your system, if things are kind of firing on all cylinders, you never know what can happen.
Right. And, you know, coming up, I think this is the 25th year we've come up to play someone in the suburbs. And, you know, we've played Buffalo Grove, we've played Barrington, New Trier, Maine South, Maria, Hillcrest, and Queen of Peace that we played. And, you know, except for Queen of Peace and Maria, all those teams, when we played them, they were ranked in the usually top 10 in the Chicago area, and this year's no exception that way, that Maine South comes in 9-1. But it's a long trip, but I think, and some people don't understand and say, well, you know, why don't you play someone closer? Well, part of it is you got to get those people to agree. And, you know, we played Washington a couple of years and beat them both years, and they didn't want to play anymore. So here we are. But when we started doing this, the whole thought was we were starting to have some good teams in the late 80s and 90s, and philosophically thought, you know what, if we're going to be good enough to ever go to state, we don't want to go to state and be in awe of somebody we're playing and say, oh, that's a suburban team or something. Now the world's changed with the four classes a little bit, but it's the same thing. We think doing this creates a little bit of a sense of toughness for us.
And playing the good competition, yeah, I mean, you're better off than you know, playing Sisters of the Poor every week, and you can go out and win by 40. You know, even if you lose a game, you're seeing very good competition, and it kind of lets you know where you stand.
Right, yeah. It's this time of year. It's you'd like to win. It helps confidence. You get on a roll, and you know, obviously you want to win. And I think this is a game. If we play well, we can win. But at the same time, it's good playing some people that are good. Like Thursday playing Rock Island, where what they do is they'll expose for you some things that you're not good at and that you've got to get better at.
And this is one of those teams, Rock Island, like Springfield, one of the better athletic teams you'll see. But this is probably see more basketball savvy out of this team you're going to be playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, our defense of Helter Skelter, you won't see like when we played man-to-man. They're very organized, run great sets, and very disciplined.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the pregame. We'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
For a limited time, get a small peppermint mocha or any hot McCafé espresso beverage free when you buy a $10 McDonald's Arch Card. At participating McDonald's.
How about some Black Friday deals you can get through the middle of December? Here's a sale you don't have to get up early for. Galesburg Sewing Center's Black Friday Brother Sewing Machine Sale is going on now until December 17th. Select Brother machines have rebates and gifts valued up to almost $900. These savings are just in time for the holidays. You can also check out their selection of machines, priced starting at $100. Don't miss Brother's Black Friday event at Galesburg Sewing Center in downtown Galesburg, now through December 17th.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Main South High School, Park Ridge, Illinois, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Main South Hawks. The Streaks come in with a 7-2 record on the season. Main South comes in with a record of 9-1, coming off a win last night in their conference over Niles West, a team that placed third place last year in Class 4A at the state tournament. Starting lineups for the first off for the Streaks. They will go with Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and Sharon Diggins. For the Main South Hawks, it'll be Claire Raphael, a 5'4 senior, Reagan Carmichael, 5'8 senior guard, Aaron Keeney, a 5'8 senior, Jackie Grant, a 6'3 senior, and Haley Schoeneman, a 6' junior.
We watch, we're so gallantly
Well, that was unusual. Normally, we've got the national anthem prior to the starting lineups. They did it the opposite here at Maine South High School. The Hawks are coached by Mark Smith. Of course, Evan Massey, Streaks head coach, with in the Hall of Fame is already with 771 wins for his career. Streaks out of the Western Big Six and the Hawks out of the Central Suburban League. They had actually beaten New Trier earlier this year, who we will see coming up in later on, I think, in February. Always a pretty good program there, and they already have a victory over that team. Speaking of New Trier, former Galesburg Silver Streak Mike Campbell, whose daughters played at New Trier, actually in the building this afternoon. We're going to talk with him at halftime. Streaks in their road black for the first time this season, trimmed in silver and white. The Hawks in their home white, trimmed in red and black. 6'3 Jackie Grant wins the tip. Into the backcourt, it went to Reagan Carmichael. This is Claire Raphael down on the right block. It's Haley Schoenemann, 6 foot junior. And back to Jackie Grant. She lays it up and in. Make it 2-0 Maine South. Quickly back the other way. Three-pointer attempted by Sharon Diggins, but Jackie Grant jumped out there. And you can't be gun-shy, but that's one of those cases where Sharon's going to have to recognize and be able to take that baseline.
Yeah, she's going to have to pump fake that and take it in. We did not see that, obviously, right there. So Sharon's got the Streaks that have to recognize where Jackie Grant is at all times.
Jessica Lieber drives right baseline, tried to get it across to Casey Williams, knocked out of bounds by Claire Raphael down on the left baseline, and the Streaks will get it back. Jessica Lieber to inbound. We're right actually on the floor at a table right at midcourt. So you'll hear some players in the ball bouncing close to us at some point, I'm sure. Casey Williams has her three-pointer blocked by Schoenemann, 6 foot junior, and she's able to bring it down, gets to Grant. Long downcourt pass goes to Reagan Carmichael, lays it up left side and got it. 4-0.
Quickly 4-0.
Carmichael on her way to St. Louis University next season. Casey Williams top of the key with it to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Right wing goes to Sharon Diggins working against Grant. Top of the key to Casey Williams. Left wing, it's Rainey Sibley. Now out high right side, Jessica Lieber stops between the circles. Right wing goes to Sharon Diggins, stops on the baseline. Out to Jessica Lieber, left wing or right wing. Now top of the key, it's Casey Williams. Thought about the drive, now pulls out the dribble between the circles. Gets out high right side to Chloe Anderson. Now the give and go to Casey Williams, and she's going to get fouled. Kind of got away with the travel there, but she did get a push in the back, so Casey Williams is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. The foul goes against
Aaron Keeney.
Aaron Keeney, a 5'8 senior who gave Casey a shove. Nice play, nice ball movement by the Streaks. They were nice and patient that time, but it seemed like hopefully not a little gun shy, though.
Well, that was one of the more deliberate possessions that we've seen the Streaks have this entire season. As Casey misses on the first free throw attempt, and actually both teams going full switches.
Wow.
So Casey came into the game. She's struggled from the free throw line so far this season, now 11 of 25 with that miss.
So you have 6'3 and 6 foot leave the floor, but you come back out with 6 foot. Let's see, who else we have out there? 5'10, 5'7. As Sabrina Clay in for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Haley Kelso in for the Streaks who get on the board with the Casey Williams free throw. 4-1, 6:55 to play here in the first quarter. Maine South with the lead. Full court pressure in the backcourt. On the dribble, this is Nina Anderson, 5'7 sophomore. Still in the backcourt. They finally get it across to Kelly Kahns. Kahns right side. Nice pass down on the left block. Shot short.
Good job by Sabrina Clay pulling that one
Megan
out of
Roberts,
there.
And yes, Sabrina Clay ripped the rebound away for the bigger player, Emily McGuire. Sabrina Clay, top of the key with it.
That was the strongest looking play she's had all season.
Now Jessica Lieber out near midcourt. Tough defense from Maine South. Sabrina Clay out high on the left side, looks over the defense. She got the count on for five, and I didn't think the defensive player was close enough. Now Haley Kelso down in the corner, lost a handle on it, stripped away by Megan Roberts.
I think it was actually Lexi Daniels that lost that
one. Oh, okay.
Haley Kelso had been set up over on the far side trying to get a three, a pass to get a three off.
Roberts with it out high right side. It goes to Catherine Miles, 18-footer no good. Rebound goes off of the Streaks last. And Maine South will keep it as Danny Teal, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Jerron Diggins, and Rainey Sibley check in. Back in for Maine South, it will be their same starting five coming in with 5:59 to play. I'm guessing part of the reason Coach Smith is doing this, coming off a hard conference game last night, just kind of give his players a little bit of a break in case the pace really gets going up and down.
Well, he seemed, just in talking to him, obviously, in the pregame show, like he was going to try to play the Streaks pace. So maybe some of that is going into this as well.
Nice high-low pass, and it went to Haley Schoenemann. She laid it up and in. That's her first basket. And quickly back the other way. Another block shot for Grant. And now a near steal by Sharon Diggins. Now Danny Teal knocks it away.
Oh.
The whistle didn't even blow. He didn't. The official didn't have the whistle in his mouth. He just, the ball gone out of bounds, and he called Danny Teal for a reach. I'm not sure how good a call that was.
Streaks trail 6-1, 5:38 left to go in this first quarter. Jackie Grant already making her presence felt with two and two blocks.
And the Streaks get beat long. It is Reagan Carmichael running down on the pass from Grant, and Evan Massey did not like that, and he calls a 30-second timeout. Yeah, Streaks, you got to get beat long sometimes, but you don't want to give up that home run pass.
No.
Nobody was back.
And the tough thing for the Streaks is they have so much speed on the floor, and you can't give that up.
Yeah.
You've got to know once your girl makes a cut like that, that you've got to sprint as hard as you can all the way back with your hands up, hoping to knock that ball away, and that's exactly what the Streaks didn't do right there.
Well, you know, Coach Massey said it in the pregame, and you talked about it as well. You come up here to play this game. You don't come up here to lose. You still want to get that out there and play to win, and the Streaks just haven't really kind of meshed as a unit yet out on the floor. They're still, I think, kind of shell-shocked just watching Maine South play so far.
Yeah, and you can't be that way. Offensively, the Streaks have just looked very discombobulated. You know, they have a lot of quick hitter plays in their offensive playbook. You've got to pretty much take Sharon out of this right now if Jackie Grant's going to stay on her.
And that's what she needs to do right there.
Right, and just run it, passes off of her.
Which she drove into the lane and then swung it over to Danny Teal. Gets a shot up over the top of Grant. Couldn't hit Grant with a rebound, but swung it over to Rainey Sibley. Then Rainey penetrates. Streaks got nothing out of it, though. Now pass over the top. Goes to the right baseline to Raphael. This is Grant, top of the key, down to the left block to Kearney. Now this is Carmichael from the left wing. Three-pointer is no good, but we're having over-the-back foul. Nice job by the Streaks blocking out. It's going to go against either Grant or Kearney. It does go against Aaron Kearney.
I'll tell you right now, the Streaks are going to have to, or I get used to these officials because these officials aren't used to all the subbing, and we've seen a couple times now. The officials like to have control over who's coming in and coming out of the game, unlike what we've seen the last couple
weeks. They were just coming in out at will. When they weren't supposed to be going in, the officials still let them go. Jessica Lieber drives right side. Nice dish to Chloe Anderson. Left block. Can't hit, but she gets fouled.
You know,
nice play by Jess.
Eric Lieber and I were talking before the game about Jess adding a little bit more of that into her repertoire, the dish off the drive. And you know, one of the things we talked about is that Chloe has advanced so much in being able to do that, to go up strong, to catch the ball. We saw at times last year, she just had problems catching the basketball. And so a much better job right there. She did a good job of getting that ball strong and going straight up with him. Fortunately, she missed the first free throw. She does hit the second.
So the Streaks with 2 points, trailing 8-2, 4:53 to play first quarter, both the points on free throws. And now a turnover as Lexi Daniels runs it down. It was knocked away. I think it was Allison Mangieri that had gotten a hand on the pass. And now a reaching foul is going to go against, I believe, Megan Roberts. Does go against Roberts. That's her first and the fourth team foul now on Maine South to one Streaks foul. So Roberts picks up the foul, inbounding Allison Mangieri on the near sideline. And it comes to Jessica Lieber right of the center circle. Jess on the dribble, out between the circles to Sabrina Clay. To Lexi Daniels on the left wing. Also Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri on the floor for the Streaks. This is Jessica Lieber, top of the key, dribbles right. Now pulls it back out and resets. Picks it up, swings it over to Lexi Daniels on the left wing. Lexi looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Lieber out high left side. Now left wing, it is Allison Mangieri. Back out high left side to Sabrina Clay. Out high right side, it is Lexi Daniels. Now it's Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. Fires a long three. It's short. And I thought maybe it got blocked, but the official says no because that ball falls out of bounds. I thought that whoever jumped out on there may have just gotten a fingernail on it, at least to change the trajectory a little bit, but it's going to go back to Maine South.
You wonder if there's some major pain going on for Jessica because we've seen her airball three-pointers now within the last two games. Maybe a little sore, so she's not getting as much power on it.
With that right shoulder, Sharon Diggins knocks the ball away. Danny Teal comes up with it. Sharon, right wing, now kicks to Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Casey Williams fires a three. It's too hard. Rebound to Jackie Grant for Maine South. Also, Haley Kelso on the floor and Sammy Thompson for the Streaks. Right side, Claire Raphael. Stops, pulls up with a 15-footer. It's short. Grant down with the rebound. Puts it up off the glass short. Gets her own rebound again. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Casey Williams. You know, once you give it up the first time, the foul does go against Casey. That's her first. You almost have to just let her have that second job because at 6'3", you're not going to get a block. The only thing you can do is foul her because she does a nice job. She comes down with a rebound, but she keeps the ball above her head like you're supposed
right.
to.
Right. You do need to really root her out of there.
Missed the free throw, but the rebound comes down to Shoneman. As she went around the baseline side, nobody blocked her out. Now Carmichael, or rather it's Raphael saves it in. Driving right side, this is Keeney, and she lays it up and in. Keeney with her first basket. And now Coach Massey calls another 30-second timeout. 3:34 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 12-2. We saw this the other night, didn't we? A 12-2 score, but we started out down 9-0, then 12-2, and then made a furious comeback. Hopefully, we can see the same thing here today.
Well, the Streaks have to find some room on offense. They really look like they're being frustrated on the offensive end. They haven't gotten very many good looks. They haven't gotten any open looks. So if they're going to be successful here, they need to start running some better screens, some more effective screens, and girls have to come out ready to catch and shoot. That last time down, we saw Casey Williams with the 3-point shot, but she just absolutely rushed. She had no leg bend. Her goal was to get that ball up off the rim. She needed to catch the ball. She had time, catch the ball, go into her normal shot sequence.
Well, it seems like we need to be more aggressive. We're throwing it around on the perimeter, waiting for something to happen rather than making something happen.
Right.
Left wing, it's Rainey Sibley with it. Katie Lingenfeld ran, also Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson goes into the high post to Chloe Anderson. Right wing, Allison Mangieri fires a three. It's a little bit short. Rebound comes off the right. Good trajectory on that one again. Allison's kind of starting to find her range, which we saw the other night. Grant, top of the key. Left wing, it goes
travel
to Raphael. Travel not called. Now this is Carmichael. Swings it right wing, and that's a travel again, not called. And now Chloe, the ball gets tipped away. Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Now she has it knocked away, and Streaks are going to get it back on their own baseline. It was knocked away by Raphael. And it looked like Maine South kind of looked like us. They were wanting to fire that three-pointer up on both those times there.
Well, I was talking to Coach Smith off the air, and he told me that against Evanston, one of their biggest issues was that Evanston was, I think he said, 8 of 16 from three-point range.
Wow.
They were 2 of 19, so obviously not afraid to fire that up.
So Sharon Diggins will inbound from the left baseline. Michaela Isley, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, Haley Kelso in for the streak. Sharon Diggins left baseline with it. Outside the three-point arc, picks up her dribble. Now ball gets tipped. Sabrina Clay runs it down left of the center circle, gives to Haley Kelso between the circles. Out high left side, Sammy Thompson. She'll reset for the streaks. Dribbles right and hands off to Sabrina Clay. Now Michaela Isley out high right side. Right wing to Sammy Thompson. Swing it to Haley Kelso. Left wing. Tips it to Sharon Diggins, top of the key. She got it to Sammy Thompson on the right wing. Sharon had nearly traveled with that.
Well, Sharon's got recognized. She has Jackie Grant out of there. She can take Roberts off the dribble.
And be able to get to the basket. Now Sharon has it. There she goes. Down the right side. Stops, pulls up off the glass and got it. Good call. Good call, Coach. Sharon Diggins with her first basket. Mega 12-4. 2:20 to play. Now a steal by Sharon in the basket, but she came down on the baseline. Nice job defensively, but she came down on the baseline and gives it right back to Maine South as Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, and Wayne Sibley check back in for the streaks. And the starters will come back in for Maine South. Grant, Raphael, Shoneman, also Keeney and Carmichael.
Well, we're up here northwest of Chicago on the over at Michigan State. Loyola, one of the Chicago colleges, giving them a fight, 58-51. They're only down by 7 in the second half.
And speaking of, we got a big game coming up later on here on WGIL as the Illinois Fighting Illini will take on Gonzaga out west in Seattle. Grant has a nice wraparound pass to the right baseline. Wow, nice pass to Shoneman, laid it up and in.
That's knowing where your teammate's going to
be. That is why she's a Division I player, going to be playing at University of Illinois next year, not just because she can score, but that was a beautiful pass. Rainey Sibley between the circles, out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Trying to figure out, are they matching up on the zone?
I think they're I think they're actually man-to-man, but they're switching all screens.
Okay, that's what
it is.
They're switching on the screens. Okay, that's what it is. Now it's Danny Teal right wing. Out high right side to Casey Williams to Jessica Lieber. Fake the three, now gets to Lexi Daniels. Sure three-pointer block. Casey Williams with a rebound. Tried to get it underneath, but Danny Teal got pushed from behind, and it's going to go against, if it's against Keeney, that's her third foul. And it does go against her. That is her third foul. With 1:21 to play here in the first quarter, Streets trailing 14-4. Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, and Sharon Diggins in now for the Streets. Sharon will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Sammy Thompson, left wing, back to the left baseline, Sharon Diggins. Back to Sammy Thompson, ball tipped out of bounds by Nina Anderson, and the Streaks will have it from in front of the Maine South bench. Allison Mangieri to inbound. And it comes to Sammy Thompson, left of the center circle. 1:15 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 14-4. Nice pick from Sabrina Clay. Sammy Thompson down the right side. Tried to kick out to Sharon Diggins. Got herself caught up a little bit too low on the baseline there, but it was a good move.
Well, these Hawks really play really well in the passing lane. They get their hands out there, they get wide, and we've seen quite a few of the Streak's passes get tipped away just because of where the hands are positioned, and that's good coaching right there, because that's exactly what you want. You want those hands out, you want to make it more difficult to make just the simple passes.
Jessica Lieber checked in for Sammy Thompson and traveled, and it was a travel, but we had the same thing happen twice in one sequence down on the other end of the floor that didn't get called. So the Streaks turn it over with 1:02 to play here in the first quarter, trailing 14-4. They'll inbound just in front of us. It'll be Nina Anderson, 5'7", sophomore, to inbound. Gets it in the backcourt to Kelly Kahns, 5'6", junior. Across it comes to Miles. Catherine Miles with it. Right baseline, Sabrina Clay nearly knocked it away. Ooh, gets called for the push.
That was a delayed call there. It was almost like, well, I'm going to let it go. Oh, well, she stepped out of bounds.
Yeah,
so
we'll call the foul. Elizabeth Skoronski was the one that came down with the ball, 5'9", sophomores. Casey Williams now checks in for Sabrina Clay. 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 14-4. Inbound comes to Kelly Kahns, out high on the right side on the dribble. Now high post, it goes to Miles. Down on the left baseline, 15-footer Skoronski up and no good, but we've got a foul on the rebound on who?
I don't know, but I think just out of the fact that we're so overmatched inside that we shouldn't get called for pushing on rebounds.
Jessica Lieber picked up her first team foul, 14 foul on the Streaks. And that was a travel right there on the shot. She took a hop right in front of the official. She caught the ball, hopped, and then put up an 18-footer. And was that Roberts? 21?
Yes.
Okay. Now Streaks miss, and a long rebound. Streaks just got out hustled that time. They're going to get it back, though, as
and it was
Anderson
only it wasn't a 21-footer. It was only like a 19-footer.
I was thinking
she traveled her way inside.
Yeah, she was inside the arc.
Once she started, where she started was outside the arc. Where she finished was not.
After the little hop, Jessica Lieber out high, and that's got to be a foul. She gets knocked to the ground by Nina Anderson. Anderson picks up her first foul.
Again, we talked about it at the beginning of the game, but the Hawks out without Mackenzie Duffy.
Yeah.
Coach Smith said Mackenzie Duffy, one of their best shooters, is actually at a wedding today, so she was not available for today's game.
Yeah, she is a good offensive player, but a very good defender for this team. 5'8", very athletic. Casey Williams drives in right baseline, can't hit it. Chloe Anderson down with the rebound, has a second shot at it, but it's taken away by Roberts, and now she gets it away to Kahns, still in the backcourt, now gives to Miles across midcourt with numbers and a bad pass that time, and the Streaks are going to get it back. It was Skoronski. They had a two-on-one break, and Skoronski threw it away. 6.9 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 16-4. Jessica Lieber with 6 seconds to play, now with five between the circles with four, now with three, gets a pick, dribbles right with two, drives in and tried to make the pass, but what was the whistle?
There's a whistle, and the clock never stopped. So
okay.
I guess they're going to call that the quarter.
It's the end of the quarter. Okay, after one, I thought they were going to call a foul when Jess made the pass. But anyway, Streaks trail 16-4 after one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Greta, Marketing and Communication Director Gretchen Gonzalez. Greta and the Galesburg Railroad Museum would like to cordially invite you to hear Mr. Bill Greenwood, former Chief Operating Officer for Burlington Northern Railroad. Mr. Greenwood will present a story of three courageous acts of innovation, Thursday, December 13th, 7 o'clock at Knox College's Kresge Theater. Bill began his career in the rail industry in 1956. Under his leadership, Burlington Northern doubled its size and intermodal business to $400 million. He was also integral in beginning the private rail and passenger service we know today as Amtrak. Please help Greta and the Galesburg Railroad Museum welcome Mr. Bill Greenwood, Thursday, December 13th, 7 o'clock at Kresge Theater. A suggested donation of $5 will be taken to directly benefit the Discovery Depot Children's Museum. For more information, call 343-1194. Greta, regionally based economic development.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Details at WGIL.com.
Back at Maine South High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Second quarter just underway. Streaks trail 16-4. Rainey Sibley with the basketball out high on the left side. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles. Picks up, gets to Sharon Diggins, right baseline, fires a three, too hard off the back iron, and the rebound comes down to Jackie Grant. Grant on the dribble, she'll bring it up herself, pushing off on Chloe Anderson. Now lost the ball on a spin move, and it goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward Maine South. Nice job defensively. Grant, a decent ball handler, but when she made that spin move, she had it way too high and just lost control of it. And Streaks not able to come up with it, did get the tie-up, however. Inbounding will be Nina Anderson. In the backcourt, it goes to Carmichael. Carmichael, left wing to Raphael, down to the left baseline to Anderson. Back to Carmichael, right of the center circle. Now it's nice look from Grant out high on the right side. Pass underneath. The shot was missed initially by Anderson, but then there was Schoeneman there to clean up on the right side. Put it back up and in, and she got fouled. Foul goes against Chloe Anderson. That is her first. Five team fouls now on the Streaks. I missed one on somebody because I've only got us for four. But it was Schoeneman with the putback. She's got 6 points, a chance to make it seven. Schoeneman is 6 foot, just a junior for the Maine South Hawks. Left-handed free throw is up and good. Seven for Schoeneman, and she's going to be replaced by Catherine Miles, another six-foot junior. So they've got pretty good nucleus that's going to be coming back next year, even though you're losing some good players.
Well, yeah, and a lot of height, which we've talked over and over again about the Streaks' lack or dearth of height in the program, and this team just keeps bringing it off the bench.
Jessica Lieber, nice drive down the right side of the lane, gets her first basket of the ball game, scooping it up off the glass. And now we've got a whistle. Nope, timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Mark Smith. 7:05 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 19-6. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Streaks road games. In fact, this is our first road game. Brad and Jim have had a couple, but we're driving a 2011 Nissan Sentra. This is a certified. That means, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty. The 24-hour roadside assistance, the comprehensive quality assurance inspection, the title history report, a title insurance policy, all kind of things go with it being a certified used. Now, right now, there's special low financing that you can get with this 2011 Nissan Sentra. Check it out. It's a nice riding car out on the highway. Got a little pep for a four-cylinder car and great mileage as well. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, just in front of Sandburg Mall on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. As the Streaks get beat long again, passed down to Emily McGuire, and she lays it up and in. Make it 21-6. Haley Kelso with the three from the left wing, banked it in. We'll take it.
I talked to before the game about how tight these rims are. That backboard is tight, too.
Yeah.
That ball just glanced off of it and went right in. That was a double dribble, no call.
No, that, I'm not sure what that shot was. It was
I think they're going to get a foul here on Allison or Sabrina, one of the
and
two.
And that's what Coach Massey's indicating. Hey, why didn't you call the travel over? Coletti came down. It was sort of a runner. It looked more like a pass. She threw it with two hands, but she kind of threw it toward the rim. Who picked up that foul?
Sabrina, that's her second.
Okay, so that's she's the one I missed. So at the free throw line, it's Megan Roberts with two shots.
Well, the 4 points in the first quarter is easily the Streaks' low-scoring quarter of the season.
Back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Danny Teal. 6:35 to play first half. Streaks trail 21-9.
Letty's first shots. She hadn't shot anything from the field until that play right there where she got fouled.
Second shot up, and that one is good as she's replaced by Claire Raphael. 6:35 to play. First half, Streaks trail 22-9. And Maine South pick up in the half court. Yeah, they do come out in the man-to-man. Out high left side, Rainey Sibley, top of the key. It's Casey Williams, gives to Sharon Diggins, working against Grant. Swing it left side to Sammy Thompson out high. Left baseline, it goes to Rainey Sibley, and the pass is too far off the mark. Rainey can't run it down. Streaks turn it over, and that's the thing, kind of things you can't have, unforced errors. They're playing good half-court defense, but that was just totally an unforced error there.
Right. Fifth turnover now for the Streaks, and they're going to go long again.
And it goes to Carmichael, and she faked Sharon. Nice move there. Faked Sharon, kind of a hesitation dribble, went to the left, laid it up and in.
A little bit close to a carry there, but no call.
Now another Streaks turnover on the run. This is Raphael, drives it down the right side, too hard with a shot. Rebound comes down to Anderson. She puts it up and in. And Evan Massey calls another timeout. Three in the first half, and this is going to be a full timeout. And we are going to take one as well. 6:01 to play first half. It is Maine South 26, Galesburg 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here's a gift that keeps on giving. Carhartt clothes from Farm King. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Carhartt Relaxed Fit Work Jeans or Dungaree Fit Work Jeans. And check out the new Rip Stop Active Jacket for guys. A new Carhartt item at Farm King with a $15 discount. Save $20 on Sandstone Quilt Lined Bibs. And save even more on Carhartt Duck Zip to Thigh Lined Bibs. And when you buy $100 worth of Carhartts, you get a free Carhartt duffel bag. But shop early because supplies are limited. The Carhartt sale at Farm King.
A more in-depth look at the day's local news and happenings. The WGIL Evening News. Weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
6:01 to play first half. Streaks not having a good afternoon thus far. They trail the Maine South Hawks 26-9. Tom Erdick along with Eric Gibson, Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins on the floor for the Streaks. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins out high left side. It goes to Jessica Lieber. Gets a pick from Chloe Anderson. Dribbles right. Now kicks to Allison Mangieri. Yep, she did travel with it. But I wish they'd call that both ways. I mean, yeah. that was a legitimate travel, but we haven't seen it called on both ends of the floor.
Well, Allison right there wanted to shoot the shot, then thought better of it, and her momentum was taking her away from the baseline. So then when she tried to go back to make the pass, she just couldn't get her feet set right.
In the backcourt, Raphael throws it, and ball is loose midcourt. Nice dive by Jessica Lieber to get a hold of that ball, able to get it off to Allison Mangieri. Out high left side, Sabrina Clay. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles. She'll fire the long three out high on the right side. Off the back iron, no, and gets her own rebound. Drives in the paint, kicks down to Sharon Diggins. Right block, up off the glass and good.
Nice in double digits now.
Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber. First on the loose ball, and then getting her own rebound. Nice pass to Sharon Diggins. Make it 26-11. Near steal by Sabrina Clay at midcourt. Now the ball goes to Carmichael down on the left baseline. She had to run it down, and she stepped on the baseline, and the Streaks are going to bring it the other way.
Seven turnovers now for the Hawks.
In for Galesburg, Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, and Danny Teal. And five new Hawks will come in as well. 5:13 to play first half, 26-11 Maine South. Coming up tonight, Illinois Fighting Illini basketball, 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off. The Illini out in Seattle to take on the Zags from Gonzaga. Both teams are 9-0, is that right?
I believe they're both 9-0. I think that sounds right.
Lexi Daniels' three-pointer right wing is too strong. Rebound tipped around. Finally, Roberts brings it down for Maine South. Gives way to Kahns. Kahns down court. Pass stolen away by Haley Kelso for the Streaks. Now it's Sammy Thompson. Gives to Casey Williams out high left side. She'll fire the long three and got it.
Casey Much Williams. Better job setting her feet there.
Had a nice follow-through on it. 4 points for Casey. Make it 26-14. Now this is Coletti across midcourt and gets bumped. Sammy Thompson went up after it, and Coletti was just kind of off balance and just trying to get rid of the ball. But there was some contact. Sammy got called for the foul.
Haley Kelso spends a lot of time falling on the ground. That play, she just kind of was part of the aftermath after the ball had gone down, and she went after it as well. Doesn't look like Loyola is going to pull off the upset as they're down now by 10 with a minute 29 left to go in that game against Michigan State.
Are they playing up in East Lansing?
Yep.
4:35 to play, first half, 26-14 Streaks trail. Free throw up and no good by Coletti.
Katie Lingenfelter gets in the scorebook with a rebound.
She's in there with Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Chloe Anderson. This is Katie Lingenfelter between the circles. To Sharon Diggins out high right side, drives to the right wing, now baseline, nice pass. Tried to get it to Chloe Anderson, a little bit too hard with the pass, so she has had the opening there, but too hard, too much spin on that.
Well, I think my favorite part about that play up until the turnover was the stutter step move that Sharon used on Schoenemann, and she was able to blow right by Schoenemann once she did it, and so she had Jackie Grant closing in on her, and a good idea to drop it off. Unfortunately, like you said, put a little too much mustard on it.
And another. Streaks get beat long again. And that time, Carmichael missed the layup. Rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson after it got tipped by a couple of people, including Grant and Jessica Lieber. Now Sharon with it. Right wing. Picks up her dribble. Gets it out high right side to Katie Lingenfelter. Out between the circles, it is Rainey Sibley. 3:58 to play first half. Streaks trail 26-14. Long three. Jessica Lieber off the back rim. No. Rebound comes down to Raphael, and she threw it down court. Didn't have anybody down there, and Chloe Anderson runs it down in the backcourt to Jessica Lieber. Left of the center circle on the dribble. Brings it back between the circles. Dribbles right. Pulls it back out behind the three-point arc, and her pass gets tipped, but Rainey Sibley's able to run it down left of the center circle now. Left wing, it goes to Chloe Anderson. Chloe dribbles toward the baseline, back out to the wing, and gives to Jessica Lieber, and the Streaks are going to turn it over as the pass was too hard. It's going to be an over and back.
Well, I don't know if Jess's arm is bothering her, the right arm, but she just tried to one-hand that catch from Chloe, and the ball had a weird spin to it, so once she tried to catch it, it kind of just spun off her hand instead of using the two hands, and that's where that turnover developed from. Streaks not moving a whole lot right now on the offensive end. When they have been successful, they've done a good job with ball movement and player movement.
3:23 to play, first half. Streaks trail 26-14 in the backcourt. Now they finally get it across. This is McGuire, left baseline, 18-footer, no good. On the rebound.
This better not be a foul. Oh, they're calling a jump ball.
No, wait a minute. No? They're calling over the back on Coletti, I guess. I heard 22, I thought.
Yeah.
So Teresa Coletti got called for going over the back of Jessica Lieber. So she'll have a chance with one of bonus as we go down to the other end. 3:16 to play in the half. Streaks trail 26-14. Jess misses the first. And rebound comes down to Miles. Now this is Anderson across midcourt. Nearly didn't over her back. Now got it off to Kahn's. Kahn's left side. Nice pass to Coletti. Drives right to right side. Kind of throws a wild left-handed shot up there. Not the real good shooter in Coletti.
No.
Now Haley Kelso, three-pointer from the left wing, is short. Rebound comes out long to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Gives way to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Under 3 minutes to play in the half.
Streak's only down by 12 in this one.
Looked like now the ball got tipped away on the pass from Sabrina Clay to Haley Kelso. I thought Sabrina pivoted one way and then switched the pivot foot and went
to
the other way.
I think she may have.
That's what it looked like because she moved an awful long ways, it seemed like, now out here on the way. But the Streaks are going to get it back on the right baseline as Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins check back in. Grant, Carmichael, Raphael, Shoneman, and Anderson in for Maine South. Sammy Thompson, right baseline, three-pointer blocked by Carmichael, and she brings down the rebound.
She's an impressive-looking ball player.
Yes, she is. In the backcourt, Carmichael now gets it across midcourt to Anderson. Anderson dribbles left, gives to Shoneman on the baseline, kicks back out to Carmichael. Quick ball movement by Maine South. Raphael to Carmichael, high post. Grant down on the right block, goes to Shoneman, and nope, they're going to call a foul on Casey Williams. Nope, that's. I think the official outside is going to say there was a travel. No, they were just switching places. There should have been.
No, it didn't
wasn't
go.
That good. Okay.
Did Casey shoot that last three, or was it Sammy?
That was Sammy.
Okay.
So Casey Williams picks up her second foul, 18 fouls on the streak. Shoneman goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Shoneman started by the end line for the volleyball and ended up at the rim without taking a dribble. So I don't know how they could say that she didn't travel, but.
All they saw was the contact.
Yeah. Which happened at the basket.
Yeah, first free throw is good. Second one is good as well. She's got nine, make it 28-14, Maine South. 2:21 to play first half. Casey Williams out high right side. Now on the wing, pulls her back out, gives to Sharon Diggins in the center circle. High post to Danny Teal, and that, well, we kind of lucked out there. Danny got bailed out by a foul. I think it was Grant that pushed her from behind. And that's going to be the first foul on Jackie Grant. But going into Sharon went into Danny Teal at the high post, and she had two tall timbers right on top of her there. I'm not sure exactly what she could have done with the ball after she got it. But fortunately for us, Danny gets to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one bonus.
Yeah. Jackie gets called.
First foul, yep. So Danny Teal goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one bonus. 2:12 to play first half. Streaks trail 28-14.
She misses on the first half.
Off the back iron, the rebound comes down to Miles. Now it's stolen away by Jessica Lieber to Allison Mangieri. Faked the three, now gave it back to Jessica Lieber. Right winger goes to Sharon Diggins, fires a three, and got it. Her first three of the ball game. She's got seven, make it 28-17, so the Streaks cut it to an 11-point lead. Now a near steal, and it is knocked away. Danny Teal has it down on her knees, tried to get to Sabrina Clay. Now she turns it over. Jessica Lieber comes up and lays it up. A lot of contact, no call. The shot's no good. And now what's the call going to be? Is it a jump ball? Yeah, it is a jump ball. Possession arrow points toward the Streaks. I'm not sure how we didn't get a foul when Jessica Lieber went in there for that layup because she absolutely got mugged going up. And the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession. Jessica Lieber to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Chloe Anderson, to Allison Mangieri out between the circles with it. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins goes out to the wing, gets tripped up by... See, it looks like it was Elizabeth Skoronsky is going to get called for the foul. That'll be her first. And Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Obviously, these officials aren't used to having media here because they do a good job of blocking us with their body when they're signaling the fouls.
Yeah, they don't have the handout where you can actually see it. We had the one point where the official didn't even blow his whistle. I don't think he had it in his mouth. So Sharon Diggins at the free throw line, chance of the one and bonus. Streaks have already missed two front ends or three front ends. Or no,
yes,
just two of them.
Two.
Yeah. And that one is good, so Sharon gets the bonus.
She can get it down to single digits.
8 points for Sharon, 1:37 to play first half. Streaks trail 28-18. So not out of this by any means, especially start getting some threes to fall. Second shot for Sharon is up and good.
28-19, streaks within 9, minute 37 left to go here in the second quarter. We talked before the game that the streaks really struggled against Springfield earlier this year, getting way down, but were able to come back and get it within 8 in the second quarter. Streaks have this one within 9.
Carmichael almost dribbled it off her knee, able to get it back. Nice high-low from Shoneman to Grant that time on the down on the left baseline. Grant lays it up and in. She's got 6, make it 30-19. Haley Kelso, 3, left wing, too strong. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Anderson. Anderson, ooh, nearly stolen away by Haley Kelso. Diving after that one, ended up on the floor again. I mean, she was way up in the air when she dove after that one. That looked like it hurt the way she came down.
Well, she has no problem getting the floor burns and the bruises that come along with the hustle. So
definitely need players willing to do that.
Now, you just saw, they're not going to do it here, but you just saw a lateral inbounds pass, if you will, from the Hawks where they kept it in outside and then threw it deep. We didn't see
fact,
it there.
In fact, it was as they get a nice over-the-top pass to Shoneman, and she lays it up and in. And it was actually Carmichael that had thrown the initial pass, and then she's the one that went long.
Yeah, it was almost like kind of a – not a Statue of Liberty, but...
Almost like the... I was thinking flea flicker. Wasn't that either. No. But I've never seen that before, the way they did that. That was a good play. 44 seconds play. Casey Williams down on the right block. Gets fouled by Shoneman.
That's her first.
And Casey goes to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Casey went to the line earlier and split a pair, 1 of 2. She's going to go there with 2 shots this time.
41.8 to play in the half. Streets trail 32-19.
Casey, on the season, like we said, struggling from the free throw line, only a 46% shooter, but she hits the first there.
5 points for Casey this afternoon as Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins replaced Lexi Daniels and Danny Teal. Also, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams on the floor for the Shrieks, who trail 32-20, 41.8 to play first half. Second shot for Casey, up and good. And she'll be replaced by Sabrina Clay. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk with former Galesburg Silver Streak, former Northwestern Wildcat Mike Campbell, who's in the gym here this afternoon. Had a couple of daughters that played at New Trier, both of them out of school, so he told me before the game he likes to get around and watch some games. Want to come see the Streaks. That Sharon Diggins steals the ball. Chloe Anderson, top of the key. Lost the handle, gets to Jessica Lieber. Swing it to Rainey Sibley. Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles, 29 seconds to play. Gets picked from Sabrina Clay. Dribbles right side of the lane. Lays it up short. And the rebound tipped out by Carmichael. And this is Raphael with it. Runs down the left side. Nice pass to Shoneman running the floor, and she missed the shot. Get her own rebound. Can't hit. Or that was Grant, rather. And then Shoneman got it and missed. And then it was Anderson that got it, put it back up and in. Way too many offensive rebounds, and the Streaks have the ball knocked away on the near sideline. They're going to inbound with 5.1 to play on their own end of the floor.
So who finally hit that last one? Nina Anderson?
That was Nina Anderson that finally put it in.
Yeah, way too many offensive boards so far.
Jessica Lieber, 4 seconds to play, now with 3. Drives in, kicks to Sabrina Clay, got to get the shot off, fires a 3, off the rim, no. We have played one half of basketball. The Streaks making a bit of a comeback. After one half, it is Maine South 34, Galesburg 21. We'll come back and talk with former Streak Mike Campbell. Next, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
One day, Albert Einstein boarded a train. The conductor was walking up and down the aisle checking each passenger's ticket. Einstein noticed this and began frantically looking for his ticket. He began digging in his pockets, through his briefcase, and in his coat, but he just couldn't find it. The conductor looked at him and said, "That's all right. I'll be back."
This is Mike White and Jeremy Klein with Country Financial at 415 North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
The conductor finished checking everyone else's ticket and returned to Einstein's seat. Einstein said, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Conductor, but I just can't find my ticket anywhere." The conductor replied, "That's okay. I know who you are." "Well, I know who I am, too," Einstein said, "but I don't know where I'm going." Do you know where you're going?
When it comes to planning your life in retirement, it's critical to know where you're going and what to expect along the journey. Call us, Mike White and Jeremy Klein at Country Financial in Galesburg.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Back here at Main South High School, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks trail 34-21 at the half. Streaks were down 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. Made a bit of a comeback, but Main South in control here thus far. Time for our halftime interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Talking with 1976 Galesburg High School grad, also a former Northwestern Wildcat, Mike Campbell. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks. Great to be here for the Watch the Streaks.
Glad to have you along with us. Now, you had a couple of dollars. In fact, we've got New Trier coming up a little bit later on this season on our schedule. We hadn't played Main South for a couple of years, hadn't played New Trier for a couple of years, got them back on the schedule. Your daughters both played, but both out of school now, right?
Yeah, they're both gone. Our youngest is a sophomore at Villanova, mm-hmm. and played a year of club basketball there, but unfortunately hurt her ACL for the second time, so she's about to have surgery again on that, and I think that'll be the end of her basketball days. And our other daughter is about to graduate, believe it or not, from University of Chicago. Mm-hmm. She played a year of basketball there and then found all sorts of other interests down there, including last year she studied abroad in Jordan the entire academic year.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's had a really good experience there also, but their basketball days are over, so now I'm just kind of cruising around watching New Trier and Galesburg some, and it's been fun. Yeah.
So after your playing days, you've obviously enjoyed watching your daughters play, but just kind of fun to get around. And do you go out and watch the boys also? Or
I do, yeah. I follow Galesburg. Mm-hmm. I followed Moline the last few years because my nephew ended up playing mostly football there, Garrett Miner, but he played some basketball early in his days there. And I see Coach Weber's now up at Warren.
Yeah.
They played New Trier the other night, but I was at another thing, so I couldn't go watch them play. So I watch it, and these days you can hear games, watch games, follow it on the internet, so it's pretty fun.
Well, it's a little bit different for you. I know, having grown up in Galesburg and the crowds you had, a little bit different when you get to the suburban areas. Different kind of following.
Well, it's a different environment, different following. I mean, you guys being here on the radio, I'm sure Main South has no other teams coming here that are on the radio. You know, it's great, growing up in a place where you have that kind of support and passion for the game. You know, it motivates you throughout the years. I mean, it's just great. And my daughter's had a lot of advantages at New Trier, and a very good coach, good program, lots of success. Mm-hmm. They were pretty serious about it year-round also. But in terms of game time, crowd support, and that sort of thing, lots of parents and a few other followers, but nothing like in Galesburg, communities like that.
And that's what, one thing that's been fun in following this girls' program, especially that a lot of times we'll go on the road and at times have as many or more fans than the opposing team.
Oh, yeah.
I guess part of the difference is there's so much more to do, so much more going on that makes it a little bit different.
Yeah, and just the tradition and the passion of it. There's lots of sociological reasons that explain all that, but, mm-hmm. It's just great to be somewhere where people are passionate about something. And, where my kids grew up, people tend to be sort of apologetic if they're real passionate mm-hmm. about something for some reason. Whereas in places like Galesburg, I think people are passionate about things, basketball and other things, and they tend not to be apologetic about it. Why should they be? So I kind of like the Galesburg model myself, but.
What do you think? First half so far, obviously this Main South team is a very good team. I don't know if you saw them play New Trier, who they had beaten earlier, but coming in 9-1, obviously a very talented team, kind of taking Galesburg out of what they want to do.
Yeah, no, I didn't see the New Trier game, but I'll bet other than the up-and-down style of Galesburg, it probably looked pretty similar because mm-hmm. Main South's length is bothering Galesburg, and I'm pretty sure it bothered New Trier, too. They have a freshman who's 6'3", but other than that, they're not very large. And but Main South's a good team, always well-coached, tough to beat here. It seems like every year New Trier loses here and wins at New Trier. Mm-hmm. So they're very good. And, you know, this game, it looks like it's not that close, but a few free throws by Galesburg. Couple less, couple more turnovers by Main South. You know, just a few things here and there, and you're right back in it.
Yeah, and you talk about their length. Something that, you know, you see like the very first three that was attempted. Grant came out and got the block on that. Well, what Galesburg's able to do against a lot of teams that happened, you get the penetration. Well, guess what? You get that. You got another 6 foot girl there waiting for you. So there's that issue. But there's, you know, and we've seen something on the other end with Grant made a nice wrap around pass and they kind of the high low thing. That's kind of what Galesburg needs to do to kind of get some openings.
Yeah, well, and that's the key. They got length at least a couple positions, and that length is pretty skilled. I mean, she made a couple of really nice passes down there once she got the ball at the high post. So, you know, some teams have the length, but they don't necessarily able to execute ball handling it with the length.
Well, for our fans that don't know what you're doing at this point, kind of talk about your life now and what you've got going on.
Well, I practiced law for 25 or so years up in the Loop in Chicago, and more recently I've kind of gotten away from that. I'm kind of trying to figure out a second career. My wife still works at Northwestern's campus, so I'd like to stick around here. And now that we got both girls off in college, I'm kind of getting a little more.
You can do whatever you want now, right?
That a little harder. Well, in a way, until I get the tuition bills, which I just got one recently, and then I realize my options aren't completely open. But so I'm just, you know, having fun pursuing that and keeping up with our kids and stuff. So it's been good.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's fun to be back watching the streaks.
All right, that is Galesburg High School graduate Mike Campbell here on our halftime show. We'll take a timeout, come back with more Streaks Trail 34-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching, and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
It's here. The vehicle with the attitude of a sports car combined with the classic lines of a high-end luxury car. The 2013 Chevy Malibu. The bold new design improves aerodynamics with an even smoother ride than its predecessors. And the wider track and stiffer structure makes handling a dream, keeping you driving with confidence even in inclement weather. This exceptional detail to design also protects you with 10 airbags, including knee airbags for the driver and front passenger, and offers up an EPA estimated 34 miles per gallon on the highway. Chevy engineers also set out to make the interior premium quality and quiet, and they succeeded. Once inside, you'll be impressed with the attractive styling, advanced technology, and entertainment options. Only with a test drive will you be able to fully appreciate the new 2013 Malibu's level of comfort. And right now, YEM has 30 in stock with a holiday cash back of $1,000. The new 2013 Chevy Malibu, starting at under $22,000 and waiting for you at YEM Chevrolet in Galesburg.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies, maybe some showers the remainder of the afternoon. Definitely some tonight after midnight, low of 38. Occasional rain and 45 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy, cold, chance of rain or snow showers tomorrow evening, and a low of 26. Sun and 30 on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy and 35. Right now, clouds and 40.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at Main South High School, second half just underway. Streak Trail 36-23, an easy basket for Jackie Cramp, and a nice move by Sharon Diggins. Took it right at the tall timbers and put one up and in, and the Streaks Trail 36-23.
Well, and Sharon did it just right. And Jess loses another one into the backcourt. That's the 11th streak turnover. She did it just right. She took an angle at Jackie Grant, so Jackie could not get to the basketball. So Jackie went up to try to bother her shot, but couldn't block it, and Sharon did not lose confidence going to the rim.
Streaks with a full-court pressure, finally broken by Main South. Under the basket left side, this is McGuire, lays it up and in.
She's got four now.
Four for McGuire. Make it 38-23. Halftime stats, or rather halftime scoreboard, brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. As Jessica Lieber hits a three from the top of the key. Jess with 5 points now. Had two in the first half. Now this is Anderson with it. One-on-one against Lexi Daniels. Runs it down. Lays it up too strong. Rebound, though, comes down to Cons, and now we've got a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward Maine South. 38-26. Streak still hanging tough right in this game. You get some shots to fall, but you can't give up too many easy shots like they did in the first half.
Right, and that's the key. And the Streaks, if they're going to be able to chip away at this, are going to have to make sure they get offensive rebounds too. They were rebounded in the first half 22-9 with nine offensive rebounds going to the Hawks.
Carmichael missed the three, but the rebound came down to Kiney. Now Grant tried to do the high-low underneath to Schoeneman, got knocked away. She probably should have taken that shot, had about an 8-foot shot, and tried to throw it into traffic to Schoeneman.
Well, Grant so far with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks. I think she's trying to be a little less selfish with the basketball is what it seems.
Now it's Carmichael missed another three. Rebound goes out of bounds. The Streaks will bring the length of the court. Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins on the floor for the Streaks. They can cut it to a 10-point lead again or 9 with a 3. This is Rainey Sibley. Pass goes off her leg. Sammy Thompson gets it back. Now has it stolen away. Street's got to be stronger with the ball. This is Grant. Crossover move. Spins in the paint. Nice
Bravo.
Move. But the shot was partially blocked, I think, by Casey Williams. I think you're right. I said it was a nice move. I think she did a little traveling there after when she did that spin move.
Well, and they're going to get the ball back. But I thought she missed everything with the shot. I don't know if it was blocked like you said.
I thought
or
maybe
not.
Casey had gotten a piece of it. I'm not sure, though.
I didn't think Casey was in the game. Was she?
Yeah, she just went
she
out.
Just came out.
Now Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson for the Streaks. Inbound knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Sharon runs it down the baseline, has to save it inbounds, and the Streaks lose it. Comes down to Roberts now. Reach call is going to go against Sabrina Clay. That'll be her third foul, first team foul in the second half. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving a 2011 Nissan Sentra. This is a certified used car, special low financing, powertrain warranty at 100,000 miles as the Streaks get it back on the turnover. Now a foul reaching in. It's going to be Catherine Miles, I believe.
Well, Shrine, a good job right there. She jumped up, was able to tip that ball like we've seen her do so many times this year, and she's gotten so proficient of just making sure she tips it straight up in the air so she can go back up and get it.
Jessica Lieber in the backcourt with it. Man-to-man defense by the Hawks. Out high left side, Sabrina Clay. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins. Drives into the paint, kicks out to Allison Mangieri for three. It's too hard. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Sabrina Clay. Down on the block goes to Chloe Anderson. Kicks out to Allison. Now Jessica Lieber, left wing, fires a three and got it.
She got
nice
a great look.
Great ball movement by the Streaks. Quickly with it, as you have to do. Allison Mangieri didn't even hesitate and made the quick pass to Jessica Lieber. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. And she got fouled before she went up. And that's unfortunate. In the NBA, that would have been an intentional foul because she grabbed it. She knew she had an easy layup, and she just kind of grabbed Sharon's arm before she could put the shot in.
Well, and the other thing is, I if you're the official, you know. I mean, it wasn't like she grabbed her while she was driving to the hoop. She was on the ground ready to jump.
Yeah. Streets trail by 9 now, 38-29. Cons picked up the foul as the ball gets tipped out of bounds by Roberts on the near sideline. Back in for the Streaks, Sammy Thompson, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, and Haley Kelso. Starters back in for Maine South.
One negative about this system is I hate when that happens. That group was really getting some momentum. They hit a three. They got a steal. They looked like they were getting another easy basket. They were playing well defensively, and they had to come right out of the game because that's just how the system works.
Casey Williams drives right side, puts it up, contact, no call. Rebound comes down to Grant for Maine South. Gives way to, a steal by Haley Kelso. Kelso puts it up 10 foot on the baseline, no good. Grant down with a rebound for Maine South and had to throw it off the leg of Haley Kelso as she was triple teamed.
19 turnovers now for Maine South. So Coach Smith probably not too happy about the amount of turnovers his team has committed. Whoa, a little push off there by Grant.
Now this is Carmichael with a double team back to Grant. Now this is Keeney. Down court it goes to Raphael. Raphael top of the key on the dribble. Out high right side it goes to Grant. Now Carmichael at the free throw line. Left side driving is Keeney. And she traveled the basketball. So another, number 20?
20 turnovers. And, a good job on that last pressed by the streaks. We've seen too often what happened was Maine South broke the press down to a two-on-one against Casey Williams, one player out high and one under the basket. And too often the streaks have gone to try to stop the ball. Casey made the good decision of going to try to stop the girl under the basket, which allowed her teammates to recover.
Sharon Diggins drives, kicks out to Rainey Sibley, three-pointer right wing, in and out, no good. Grant down with a rebound. Raphael running the floor, but Sharon Diggins gets there, the botherer, and the shot is no good. Raphael gets it back, puts up a five-footer and good. First basket for Claire Raphael, make it 40-29 Maine South. Nice hustle by Sharon getting back to bother Raphael on the initial shot, and she missed it. But the rebound, I think it was Carmichael that actually tipped it back to Raphael. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Chloe Anderson from the right side, down onto the left block. Chloe can't finish but gets bumped, and the foul goes against Claire Raphael.
Chloe just needs to use the left hand right there, and she would have finished that one and picked up the foul. That's the first foul on Claire Raphael.
So Chloe 1-for-2 from the line in the first half. She had 1 point. First free throw is up and good.
Chloe, one of the more interesting-looking free throw attempts that you'll see from a basketball player, she kind of puts the left hand on top of the basketball and gives it so she can get that backspin on the ball, but she's successful. She hits both of them right there to cut the lead down to 9.
And now Jessica Lieber knocks it away, but Carmichael comes up with it. They tried to send her long again. Carmichael drives in, splits the defenders, can't hit the shot. Rebound Jessica Lieber. Lost a handle. Now it's Rainey Sibley with it. Rainey across midcourt left side on the wing. Picks up, looks for help. Kicks it out to Katie Lingenfelter on high left side. Now back to Rainey Sibley, and she'll reset the offense for the Streaks. Gives way to Sharon Diggins out high right side. Now to Katie Lingenfelter, top of the key. Katie dribbles left, looks for help, gives to Jessica Lieber in the center circle. 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 40-31. Pick from Chloe Anderson for Rainey Sibley goes down to the right corner. Her pass is knocked away by Grant. Streaks will get it back just in front of their own bench with 3:25 to play.
Jeez, Grant standing next to Sharon right there. She towers over Sharon. She looks like she's got, I mean, they list her as 6'3", and, you know.
At least. Well, I was commenting off the air when you were over there to talk to their coach, and she was kind of standing there not too far from you out there with the officials. I thought she was as tall as you, at least.
And Sharon, 5'5", I mean, she, wow.
This is Jessica Lieber right at the center for Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, and Michaela Isley in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber drives right side, kicks out to Haley Kelso, three-pointer right wing, air ball. Rebound
that,
goes,
oh,
I thought, yeah, they're going to say it went off Allison
Mangieri. I thought Kahn's touched it.
That's what I thought. It kind of bounced off the foot of Allison, and I thought it looked like Kahn's had gotten a piece of it, but it goes to Maine South. They'll bring it the length of the court with 3:02 to play in the third.
Coach Massey, the most animated I've seen him in a while, directing traffic over from the bench, trying to get the team to use some back cuts.
Another travel not called down on that end. Nice look down on the right block. This is Roberts. Another travel again. Puts up the left-handed runner. No good. Gets her own rebound. Blocked by Sabrina Clay. Saved inbounds. Left baseline. 10-footer up and no good. Now the rebound tipped out. Streaks are going to get it this time. It was Anderson that missed the short shot that time. Ball went off of, I believe it was McGuire, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court as Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins check back in. Starters back in for Maine South. 2:44 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 40-31. Sammy Thompson on the dribble. Right wing, Danny Teal. Kicks out to Casey Williams. Now Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Right wing, Sharon Diggins has the wide open three. In and out, no good. Tight rims again. That's an over-the-back call on Grant. Went over the back of Danny Teal. That's what can happen. It doesn't matter how short you are. If you block out, they got to go over your back, and you're going to get the call. And that's exactly what happened. That's
right.
Two on Grant.
Yeah, you do. You need to get position. And the farther back you can root her out, the better chance you have of getting that call.
Top of the key, Rainey Sibley. Now Sharon Diggins, left wing, Casey Williams. Now Rainey Sibley between the circles. Back to Casey Williams out high left side. Now takes it between the circles. Down the right side of the lane. Casey lays it up and fouled by Grant. She's got three. Two quick fouls on Jackie Grant. And Casey Williams is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. And at times you do have to go at her.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely. And, you know, if you can put her in bad situations, I mean, it is tough to block a true layup. If you keep the ball in your right hand and you go in, that player is going to have to come over the top of you to get a good block on it. If you're getting elevation on your shot.
So three foul throw for Casey is too hard. She's got 6 points. She was 3-for-4 from the line in the first half, now 3-for-5.
Like we talked, she came in as a 49% free throw shooter.
Eyes the second, and that one is good. So the closest the streaks have been for a while, 40-32. Nice break of the press that time. And a shot blocked partially by Sammy Thompson, as it was Haley Schoenemann. Sammy got there, got a hand. Now Sammy drives left baseline, leans in. Some contact there, not called that time. And the shot's no good. This is Carmichael on the run. On the dribble. Gives out left side to Kiney. She drives left baseline, puts up the 10-footer and got it. Keeney, rather, I guess it is. I think he said Keeney. Now a double dribble called on Sammy Thompson. I didn't see that, and Coach Massey's questioning that as well.
Who had the shot down here that Sammy got a piece of?
It was Schoenemann.
Schoenemann. She, after starting 4-for-4, she's missed 4 straight shots.
So make it 42-32, back to a 10-point lead for Maine South. 1:47 to play third quarter. This is Miles with it on the right wing, knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Picked up by Skoronski. Now left baseline. Anderson puts up the shot. Can't hit. Rebound tipped out by Chloe Anderson. Now she tips the ball out of bounds as Skoronski tried to get it on the left wing to Roberts. And Chloe got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. They'll inbound from in front of their own bench. It'll be Anderson to inbound. And it comes to Roberts at the top of the key. High post. It goes to Miles. Knocked away from behind by Jessica Lieber. Skoronski comes up with it. Traveled. No call. Now gets left side. This is Kahn's driving in. Goes to the floor. Now Sharon Diggins with a steal. All by herself down the right side. Lost a handle on it. Had to go out to the baseline. Couldn't get control. Now Jessica Lieber. Long three from the right side. Off the rim. Short. And a push call on Maine South on the rebound.
Well, unfortunately, that turned into from a wide open layup to the Streaks having to struggle just to get to the rim.
The foul went against Elizabeth Skoronski.
Did it? I thought it went against Megan Roberts.
Well, I saw him. He was holding up fives, so that's why I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Nope, it's going to go against Roberts.
Oh, it was Roberts. Okay. Well, see, I was waiting for him to indicate. These officials have me confused. he was holding when he went over. At first, he had the hand out keeping our girls from coming in, but then it looked like he indicated 5-5 after that. He must have indicated holding them in and must have indicated with a hand I couldn't see. So Roberts picks up the foul. And that is her second. And who called timeout?
I do not know.
Must have been. Well, anyway, timeout with 1:14 to play here. The third. Streaks trailing 42-32. Streaks will have the basketball. By the way, that's 16 fouls on Maine South here in the third quarter. So the Streaks will be at the free throw line from here on out. Streaks with just one team foul. But that's partly due to the Streaks have been much more aggressive going to the basket.
Yeah. And the thing is the Streaks have done a better job of getting on the offensive rebound boards too. They're blocking out better. They're just challenging Maine South a lot more inside, and they look a lot more confident in their cuts and in their moves. In the first half, we saw them doing a lot of standing around, kind of worried about getting their shot blocked, and now they're going right at people.
1:14 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 42-32. Haley Kelso will inbound. She's in there with Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Danny Teal. Haley with it, gets to Sharon Diggins, left baseline, fires a three, off the back rim, no. And the rebound comes down to Raphael. And now we've got a tie-up, and a foul is going to be called on Jessica Lieber, going after what I thought was a loose ball. But she gets called for her second foul, second team foul on the streak, says Rainey Sibley checks in for Haley Kelso with 1:07 to play in the third. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure, don't want to give it up long. And there they go. Well, nope, they did pull it back. On the dribble in the backcourt, this is Kiney with it. Now it's Raphael, right wing, goes to the baseline, stopped traveled. And traveled. Thank you very much. I believe that's the first one of them they've called, yeah. And that was probably the most mild, although she did shuffle the foot there. 58.4 to play here in the quarter. Streaks trail 42-32. Haley Kelso, Coach Massey playing offense defense. Jessica Lieber with it between the circles on the dribble. Stops, fires a long three just inside the volleyball spike line. It's short, and the rebound comes down to Kiney. And now it's knocked away and stolen by Sharon Diggins to Jessica Lieber. And she gets hammered and no call. Are you kidding me? Did you not hear that? The official shake his head. No, my goodness. Right in front of the official, Jessica Lieber got hammered on the three, and they didn't call it. Unbelievable. How did you miss it? I mean, we could hear the skin slap over here. Wow.
Coach Massey giving some encouragement to the officials to
keep
their eyes open.
Wow, I don't know how you missed that one. 32, what was that? I'm hearing a bird. 32.8 to play. Then it comes to Carmichael, and that's the third three attempted. She finally hit
fourth.
One. her fourth. Now she's got nine, make it 45-32. Now it's steal by Grant, but she had to save it inbound. Sharon Diggins comes up with it. Drives right baseline, kicks out to Jessica Lieber on the wing. Swing it to Haley Kelso, left baseline, leans in, and contact, no call.
Well, Haley definitely didn't have her feet.
Yeah, she got kind of off balance going up.
So she was just trying to make something out of nothing, and unfortunately the ball had nothing on it, and it didn't even reach up to the net, let alone the rim.
14.1 to play. Now Streets getting burned long again, but it's a bad pass, and the Galesburg's going to get it back. They had Grant running the floor. She got behind the defense, but it was a bad pass. It actually went out of bounds on the sideline. 14.1 to play. Jessica Liebel inbound from the right baseline. Finally gets it in to Sharon Diggins out high right side. Now Casey Williams out high left side with 10. Dribbles right with 8. Lost her balance, goes to the floor, and she's going to get tied up. No, finally got it to Danny Teal with 5. Kicks it out to Sharon Diggins. Right baseline, drives in, gets blocked by Grant. Grant comes down with a rebound. Good defensive play that time by Grant, and the third quarter comes to an end. So the Streaks keep cutting into the lead, but after 3, it is Maine South 45, Galesburg 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Streaks with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Sharon Diggins drives right side, lays it up and in, make it 45-34.
And she nearly hit a steal there.
Yeah, and had one came down on the baseline, though. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here from Maine South High School in Park Ridge, Illinois. Streaks trailing 45-34. They played even at 11 in that second quarter. Now it's a 2-on-1 break down the left block, and now a pass back. I'm not sure why and the Streaks got that one back. Didn't that go off us? No?
No, I don't know if it did, but it should have been a 3-second call regardless. So
McGuire tried to pass it back to Roberts for some reason. They were both right under the basket, and the Streaks get it back on the turnover and a chance to cut it to single digits again. Got it to within 8 as Sharon fires a 3 out high on the right side. It's short, may have been partially blocked by Miles. In the backcourt, this is Cons with it. Overthrows Miles, but she's able to run it down. And now stolen away from behind by Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber on the dribble across midcourt right side. Stops on the wing and gets bumped by Miles. And that's going to send Jessica Lieber to the free throw line for a chance of the one and bonus. Nice, good, heady play there again by Jessica Lieber, kind of initiating the contact a little bit on the dribble with Miles. And then there was no way Miles was going to be able to get set in front of her.
Yeah, that's the 5th steal for Jessica Lieber.
7:08 to play in the ballgame. Streets trail 45-34. Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, and Lexi Daniels check in for the Streaks. In there with Jessica Lieber, who's at the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. Gets the first.
Just now 1 of 2 in the game. She missed the front end of 1-on-1 earlier.
9 points for Jess on the afternoon. Make it 45-35. Chance again to cut it to single digits. 7:08 to play in the ballgame. Second shot up and good. 45-36, and it comes to Grant. Right back it goes to Kiney. Now over the top, Raphael has to run it down on the left wing. Gets it back out to Kiney on the dribble left side. Haley Kelso goes to the floor chasing after that one. Nice look inside from Raphael to Grant. That was a tough, hard pass in there from Raphael. Grant lays it up and in. She's got 10 and make it 47-36. Maine South with the lead. Left baseline, this is Lexi Daniels. Out high left side, it goes to Jessica Lieber. Lexi Daniels between the circles. Gives way to Jessica Lieber. Jess dribbles right. Out high on the right side, top of the key, Lexi Daniels. Back to Jessica Lieber, brings it back between the circles. Now left of the center circle with 6:33 to play. Now back top of the key, drives down the right side lane, spins into the paint, scoops a shot up off the glass, too short. And the rebound comes down to Raphael. And this is Kiney with it. Kiney down the left side, pulls up with a 14-footer. It's no good. Rebound comes down off the hands of Schoeneman, and Lexi Daniels runs it down somehow. And now what they're going to say, she stepped on the baseline. She had gotten bumped down there. She was sandwiched between a couple of white jerseys, and they're going to say after she made the pass that she stepped on the baseline because the whistle blew after she had let the pass
right.
go.
Right, exactly. The Streaks were headed back the other way on the floor.
And she had passed it to Sharon already, I think, or maybe it was Sabrina. So Maine South has it back on their own left baseline. 6:17 to play. And it comes to Skoronski, and it's knocked away by Rainey Sibley, but Kahns comes up with it. This is Kahns between the circles. High post, it goes to Miles. Left baseline, this is Anderson. 15-footer up and good. Anderson with six, and make a 49-36. Sharon Diggins drives right side, laid it up too soft that time. A rebound tipped out. It's run down by Kahns. Gives way to Roberts, right of the center circle. Back to Kahns between the circles. High post, Miles at the free throw line. Gets left side to Skoronski. Her 10-footer is an air ball. Casey Williams with the rebound. Again, they're going to say she stepped on the end line. I think I've seen that called more in this game than we have all season as well. Missing the travels. They're seeing that, though. 5:46 to play. Streaks trail 49-36. Back in, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, and Sharon Diggins will stay on the floor with them. And it comes to Carmichael, left wing. Out high right side, it goes to Kiney. Right baseline, Raphael. Tried to get it inside to Grant. Nice job, though, by Sharon Diggins to get there and knock the pass away. And they'll inbound from the left baseline this time. It'll be Kiney to do it. And it comes over the top to Grant, puts up the five-footer no. And who's the call going to go against?
I don't know, but the official that was – okay, the baseline official did call.
Okay, I thought it was the guy outside too.
He's going to go against Jessica Lieber. I'm not sure that Jess was even in on that.
I mean, she was somewhere in the vicinity in the paint, but there was – I didn't see any contact, and she picked up her third foul as Grant hits the first free throw. 5:37 to play. Streaks now trail 50-36. Streaks were outscored 16-4 in the first quarter, and that's really been the big difference of the game. It's been fairly equal since that time. They outscored, or they were outscored 18-17 in the second quarter. Sharon Diggins drives right side, puts it up, can't hit, but the foul is going to go against either Carmichael or Grant.
Let's hope for Grant. Nope, Carmichael.
No, it goes against Reagan Carmichael. That's her first foul, so Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line. Third quarter, they played even at 11 apiece, so the big difference was the start of the game. The Streaks just weren't ready for it.
Right, exactly, and that we've seen that a couple times so far this season, and it's really cost the Streaks to come out, you know, and even if you look at the Rocky game, if the Streaks had come out stronger in that game, you know, they would have definitely come away with the victory.
First free throw good for Sharon. Second one is up and good as well.
Sharon, perfect at the line, 4-for-4.
She's got 15 points on the afternoon. Timeout called. And this is a full timeout. We will take one as well. 5:29 to play. It is Maine South 50, Galesburg 38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. If you're a Civil War buff, Mike Hobbs of the Civil War Roundtable will be the guest speaker on Monday at 7:30. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Galesburg, he'll talk about Civil War research, projects, and soldiers. For information, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pickup Present Contest. Listen for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
5:29 to play in the ball game. 50-38, Streaks trailing the Maine South Hawks. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Coming up later on tonight, Illinois Fighting Illini basketball here on WGIL. The Fighting Illini will be out west in Seattle to take on the Zags from Gonzaga. 8:30 for the pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off here on WGIL. Then our next action will be the Illini on Tuesday night hosting Norfolk State. 6:30 pregame. Then the GHS girls back in action on Thursday. They'll be on the road at United Township. The boys Friday night hosting the Rock on the Rocks. Then the girls will play at Manual next Saturday. Maine South with the basketball. This is Carmichael in the backcourt. Gets it across to Schoeneman. Tips it off to Grant. Lays it up and in. That's the way to break the press right there.
Yes.
Make it 52-38. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins with it. To Jessica Lieber on the left wing. Drives baseline in against Grant. Got the shot up. Couldn't hit, though. Rebound comes down to Allison Mangieri for the Streaks. give way to Sharon Diggins. Now Jessica Lieber on high right side. Also Sabrina Clay, Chloe Anderson on the floor for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri on high left side. Gives to Sabrina Clay between the circles. Now Sharon Diggins out high right side. Drives baseline going right at Grant. Laid it up and in.
Great play by Sharon. She used her quickness right there. Got by Grant and used her shoulder to keep the advantage and scoop that one up.
Now Sharon tips the pass away. Chloe Anderson comes up with it. Chloe puts on the floor, drives in, kicks out to Sharon on the right baseline. Swing it to Allison Mangieri, left baseline. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay. Out high, Jessica Lieber, a long three, and it's short. Rebound comes down to Carmichael. Tipped away by Sharon Diggins. Allison Mangieri comes up with it under the basket. Gets hammered by Carmichael. And Allison Mangieri is going to go to the free throw line. Chloe Anderson hurt. I don't know if she and Grant like bump knees or something because Grant down slow getting up as well. Chloe's up and moving around now. I don't know. Not sure exactly what happened, but it looked like I think Grant had come down with a rebound. I think that's who Sharon had taken the ball from. I don't know if she turned and like bumped knees. I'm not sure what went on, but Chloe took a shot on that one as well.
I know she's a little slow to get up. She's holding her jersey over her nose. I wonder if she took an elbow to the face because she's checking her nose for blood.
Yeah, maybe going to the floor because I think Chloe's kind of doing the same thing. Well, I don't know. Said she was a little slow to get up, but so it'll be Allison Mangieri going to the free throw line with two shots. That was the second foul on Carmichael. It's 52-40 Maine South.
Allison Mangieri's first trip to the free throw line in the game. She has not been there a whole ton this year. She's 12 of 17 on the season, so she's shooting it at 71%, a pretty good percentage.
Would like to see her a chance to get some shots off. She's got one attempt on a three, but just hasn't had too many looks today.
Two attempts, actually. She missed them both.
And, you know, after the way she shot the ball the other night. In and out. This rim down on this end. About the third or fourth we've had go in and out. A couple of more threes, and that free throw was down in and popped right back out.
Yeah, we talked. These are very tight rims and backboards compared to Thiel.
Second one was short, and the rebound came down to Anderson. Or rather, that was to McGuire. Now Anderson has it in the backboard. Trapped up, and she's going to get tied up by Danny Thiel and Sammy Thompson. Nice hustle by the Streaks. Possession arrow points toward Maine South. As Haley Kelso replaces Allison Mangieri in with Danny Thiel, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, and Casey Williams. Inbound comes to Miles. Back to Anderson in the backcourt. 4:15 to play. Streaks trail by 12, 52-40. Miles just dribbled it out of bounds. Comes right to... Did you kick it? I got a foot on it. You got it back in, though. I just kind of got a foot on it and didn't get a good enough grip with my foot, I guess. Haley Kelso will inbound from just in front of us, and it comes to Sammy Thompson, left of the center circle. 4:08 to play. Left wing, Danny Thiel. Now Casey Williams out high left side between the circles to Sammy Thompson. Left wing, Haley Kelso. She'll get a wide open three, and it's too hard.
She looks like she's
right on target.
Just putting too much on it.
She's strong. Roberts runs down the left side, and she's going to be fouled by Casey Williams. Casey got a hand on the ball, but didn't get set. A little body contact. Casey a little bit slow getting up as well. That'll be her third foul, and Roberts will go to the free throw line. Oh, it looks like she's holding that right wrist a little bit.
Hits
the floor because she was reaching in. She actually got a hand on the ball, and Roberts kind of initiated the contact going into her, but the offense is going to get that call if you're not set, and that's kind of the case. Although the offense initiated the contact, Casey was moving back with the play, but it looked like she must have come down on that right wrist when she hit the floor, but she's staying in. Roberts' left-handed free throw is no good. Well, he's got 3 points.
Streaks bringing in Sharon, Rainey, Katie Langenfelter, Jessica Lieber, and Chloe Anderson.
Chloe, yeah.
Once I reach around the officials so I can look, they've done a good job of blocking us with their positioning.
3:53 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 52-40. Second shot is up, and that one is good for Megan Roberts, and she'll be replaced by Claire Raphael as the Maine South starters are back in. So a 13-point deficit for the Streaks.
The Streaks have almost their starting crew out there, so I'm sure that was the answer by Coach Smith.
Chloe Anderson right side.
3:43 left, now 3:40 left.
Jessica Lieber, long three-pointer is good. And she kind of did the hop before that one like somebody had done for Maine South earlier, but she put it up and in, no travel call. Now quickly we have the other way. Raphael missed the shot. It was a bad pass. She kind of just threw it up. She had Grant right behind her almost blocking her. And the Streaks come down with it. This is Jessica Lieber, 53-43 now, 3:20 to play. Sharon Diggins left baseline. They close out on her. She gets it to Jessica Lieber on the left wing. Now tap the key. Sharon with a traveled no call. Now gets to Jessica Lieber. Fake the three. Drives in. Goes to the free throw line. 15-footer is off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Raphael for Maine South. Gets to Carmichael. Near steal by Sharon Diggins. Now this is Grant to Raphael across midcourt. 2-on-1 break. Swing it over left baseline to Kiney. Kiney back out to the wing. Now gives Carmichael left of the center circle. Now a high-low game. Nice pass, give and go kind of from Schoeneman to Grant. Grant lays it up and in and make it 55-43. Quickly back the other way. Jerron Diggins right baseline. Top of the key, Katie Lingefelter to Rainey Sibley. Rainey top of the key. Penetrates right side. Scoops a shot up. It's partially blocked by Grant. No, it wasn't either.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
there
okay.
We go.
I say, we didn't see. I just assumed it was. The official was blocking us, but apparently the official right on the baseline in front of the play didn't see it either. The official out saw it. Another timeout called with 2:36 to play. We will take one as well. It's Maine South 55, Galesburg 43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tonight as Illinois takes on Gonzaga. Coverage begins at 8:30.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:36 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 55-43. Jessica Lieber to inbound from the left baseline. Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Michaela Isley also in for the Streaks. Jessica slaps the ball. Gets it into Allison Mangieri out high left side. Left baseline, Jessica Lieber makes the move. Baseline, scoops the shot up off the glass. Too hard. Grant goes over her back for the rebound. And travel with it, no call. Now her outlet pass is overthrown. Streaks will get it back. And Jackie Grant's claiming that Jessica had a hold of her arm, which may have been the case, but that was after she went over the back of Jessica Lieber.
31 turnovers now for Maine South.
Jess with the basketball between the circles. 2:20 to play in the ballgame. Stops and fires a long three from straight on. That's short. Or actually long, kind of off the left side. Grant down with a rebound, and now a travel call. That she was triple-teamed, and she was claiming she got fouled. There was no contact. She was just trying to get away from the triple-team, and she stepped out and lost her balance, and the Streaks get back on the turnover.
15 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks right now for Jackie Grant.
Wow, pretty good stat line.
Yeah.
Jessica Lieber, top of the key, 207 to play, 55-43, Streaks trail. Sabrina Clay between the circles, out high left side, Allison Mangieri. Take that, Allison. Gives it to Jessica Lieber. Right wing, Haley Kelso with it. Penetrates, kicks out to Jessica Lieber.
Streaks need to set some screens to get some openings.
Jess brings it back out high. Streaks need to get to the basket. That's for sure. Need to put some shots up. Trailing by 12. Jessica Lieber, right wing, got bumped by Carmichael. No call. Haley Kelso, top of the key. Streaks need to get a shot off here.
Yeah.
Being a little bit too deliberate now. Now top of the key, Haley Kelso with a wide open three. That's off the back rim. No, Jessica Lieber with the rebound. Right baseline, splits the defenders, can't hit, but gets fouled. It's going to go against either Carmichael or Schoeneman. They were both there. It goes against Carmichael. That's her third.
Well, after hitting her first, Haley Kelso 0 for her last five, and she's been long on just about every one of them.
Jessica Lieber with 13 points in the ball game. She's 2 for 3 from the line. First one is up, and it is good. Got a friendly roll from the rim that time. You could hear it hit. It's just loud, so tight. And I was kind of surprised that one didn't bounce more when it hit so solidly. 1:31 to play. Streaks trail by 11, 55-44. Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins back in for the Streaks. Second shot is good as well. And Jessica will be replaced by Sammy Thompson. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Back to a 10-point deficit, 55-45.
Surprised Jessica Lieber's coming out here. Only down 10 with a minute 31 left to go. Now 10's a lot, but not when you're playing this system.
In the backcourt, Anderson on the dribble. And knocked away by Danny Teal. Sharon Diggins comes up. Right side, lays it up. No. Rebound, Sammy Thompson goes up, and she's fouled. And it's going to go up against Miles, I believe. So Sammy Thompson goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Sharon needs to finish that. She had a great steal, got to the rim. She's got 9 steals in the game.
So Sammy Thompson looking for her points of the afternoon. 1:21 to play. First shot is off the back rim, no.
And the Streaks, that back rim is not going to help you at this gym.
The Streaks ran so much time off before that last time they scored. With Jessica getting to the free throw line, they just ran way too much time off without getting a shot off.
1 for 7, now 1 for 8 on the season for Sammy from the stripe.
55-45, the Maine South lead. Their starters just checked back in. Sammy Thompson eyes the second, and it's off the rim. Nope. Rebound comes down to Grant. And now push call against Danny Teal, I believe. Either Danny or Sharon, they were both there. They had her trapped.
Danny Teal.
That's Danny's second 15 foul on the streaks. Inbound comes to Grant. Right back to Kiney. Kiney in the backcourt. Now it gets across. Stolen away by Sammy Thompson. Now the ball goes to four. We're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Sammy.
Ball's going to go back to Main South. Or stay with Main South, I suppose.
Yeah, with the possession arrow pointing that way. 1:10 to play now. Streaks trail 55-45. Kiney to inbound, and it comes to Carmichael. Carmichael headed for St. Louis U next year to Jackie Grant, who's headed to Illinois next year. Carmichael still in the backcourt. Gets it across to Grant at the top of the key. Down low on the left block, it's Shoneman. Nice job by Casey Williams cutting her off. Back to Grant. Now to Carmichael out between the circles. Now it's Kiney. Left wing to Shoneman with 51 seconds to play. They're just going to work some clock now.
Yep.
Carmichael. Raphael, high post, and it's a whole lot easier when you got a 6 foot high post.
Yeah.
Kick it to be able to kick it back.
We have to do a dribble weave. They just kick it through the free throw line to the 6'3" girl that can not only jump but has long, long arms.
I mean, it's a good passer as well.
Yeah, she's got great wingspan. 30-second timeout called by Coach Smith. Yeah. He's going to probably bring in some of the bench, I would imagine, and.
I'm not sure what he's said. A lot of them have played, but I don't know. We'll
right.
See. I don't know. He's drawing something up with 31.7 seconds to play, 55-45 streaks trail. And, you put the 6'3 girl at the high post, and she's a good passer. She gets it, boom, gets it. The defense collapse. She kicks it immediately back out. And she's very good fundamentally. She holds it high. She doesn't bring it down around her waist where the shorter players can get to it.
You know, it's such a simple thing that so many basketball players, boys, girls, it doesn't matter what level, just have such a hard time with it. When you are so much taller than everyone else, keep the ball high.
Yeah.
Make people come get the basketball from you.
And you see that on a rebound. She'll get it, and she goes, holds it above her head, goes straight back up. Even defensively, when she turns to make the outlet, she's got it above her head. Carmichael kicks it into Grant, back to Carmichael. Now Kiney out left of the center circle. And it goes to Grant again, and she gets bumped by Danny Teal. Yeah. And that's, well, we had one more to give.
Not sure why Danny committed that foul.
Yeah.
I mean, down 17 seconds left to go, and now.
They're not going to go to the free throw line. Just
Lexi
more,
Daniels, but. Katie Langenfelter, Michaela Isley replaced Casey Williams, Danny Teal, and Sharon Diggins. I would imagine with the instruction not to foul anymore and just try to get a steal if you can get a steal.
Elizabeth Bobek, 5'9 junior, in for the first time this afternoon. Also Bridget Oleski.
Where are these officials Lexi? When we had six people on the floor the other day against Rocky? Is they stopped the ball from coming in there so that Main South can get the sixth player off the floor.
Carmichael gets it left side to Oleksi. Back to Carmichael, 8 seconds to play. Left baseline it goes to Coletti. And Grant's just going to hold on now, and the streaks fall. Valiant effort by the streaks. Came back a couple of times, but gave up too many points and scored too little in that first quarter. And a final score, Main South defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 55-45. We will take a timeout, come back and talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, as well as run down our final statistics and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score once again. Main South 55, Galesburg 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Glyphosate weed resistance in soybeans is real and a major problem for farmers today. This is Joe Mershman. We have the solution for glyphosate-resistant weeds, And that solution is Merchman LibertyLink soybeans and Liberty herbicide. By respecting the rotation of soybean herbicides and using multiple modes of actions to control weeds, you can prevent glyphosate-resistant weeds on your farm. Since the introduction of LibertyLink soybeans 5 years ago, we've been a leader in bringing these products to your farm. Merchman LibertyLink soybeans have no yield drag or yield lag associated with the trait. In 2013, over 70% of our LibertyLink soybeans are new and improved with higher yielding genetics. Merchman Seeds is a leader when it comes to LibertyLink soybeans, and you deserve to have these soybeans on your farm.
Go to MerchmanSeeds.com or call 800-848-SEED and find out if LibertyLink soybeans and Liberty herbicide is right for your farm. Treat yourself to more yield with LibertyLink soybeans and Liberty herbicide from Merchman Seeds.
Your friend in the field.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil.
Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies, maybe some showers the remainder of the afternoon. Definitely some tonight after midnight, low of 38. Occasional rain and 45 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy, cold, chance of rain or snow showers tomorrow evening, and a low of 26. Sun and 30 on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy and 35. Right now, clouds and 40.
Final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back in Park Ridge, Maine South High School, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. The Streaks fall to 7-3 on the season. They lose to the Maine South Hawks 55-45. It was a game where the Streaks just started out cold and kind of shell-shocked early. They trailed 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. After that, they were outscored 18-17, played even at 11, then outscored Maine South 13-10 in the fourth quarter. So that first quarter really the difference in the basketball game. The Streaks got to the free throw line more than Maine South. They forced a lot of Maine South turnovers, but some of the other stats you needed did not go your way, though.
No, and that's 100% right. And you know, if the Streaks had come out and played a better start of the game, who knows what would have happened. But you can't. You have to understand what you're playing against. You knew that they're tall. You knew that they were talented. And you know, to come out and be minus 12 in that first quarter. I mean, the Streaks outplayed them, or would have beat them the last three quarters. Now, granted, there was a little bit of a stall offense at the end of the game. Right. Who knows what the score ends up being if they play all the way through? But right. That being said. Just boiling it down to the basic numbers, the Streaks outplayed them. They were would have been up one the rest of the way, or up two the rest of the way, after being down 12 after that first quarter. So you come out a little bit better. You might have had a better shot. You know, if the Streaks could have gotten just a few more of those to fall, we saw a lot of shots go in and out. We saw a lot of balls come back out, and not the same necessarily happened for the Hawks. A lot of turnovers for the Hawks. In fact, they finished. 31 turnovers. That's a big difference, you know, for the Streak. They were plus 14 in the turnover game. That could have been a big factor for the Streaks. And if they would have come out and, you know, hey, we talked about Haley Kelso missed her last five threes, that kind of set a different tone for the game as well. As Coach Massey joins us now on the post game show.
And our post game coaches interview. Brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And, Coach, you know, really comes down to early in the game, that first quarter, they just kind of jumped out and you're kind of shell-shocked. And it was actually a pretty even game after that 16-4 first quarter.
We were good enough defensively to win. We just weren't good enough offensively. We couldn't find ways to score points.
Yeah, they, you know, you forced, I think, 31 turnovers. You got to the free throw line. I mean, you did so many things that you needed to do, but you're right, it just seemed like offensively, and credit them partially for the good defense, but it didn't seem like early on you were aggressive at all offensive. You were kind of like the girls were kind of waiting for something to happen rather than taking it upon themselves to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, early their big kids came out in the perimeter and blocked shots, and so I think it made us more passive. I thought, yeah, I was happy how we responded in the second and third, fourth quarter. I thought in the third quarter we were just a few baskets away from making it a game.
Yeah, there was just a couple points here where you hit a shot, and you had a couple with these tight rims in this gym. It seemed like, boy, you seemed like you had three or four times in a row down here. You had either free throws or you had a couple threes that just went down in and just popped back out and just couldn't get a break to go your way.
No, we couldn't. And it was, but I thought we, in the second half, we got better shots. So we did a better job offensively. We just couldn't quite finish.
Coach, I know you're getting kind of losing the voice a little bit there from two tough games. We'll let you wrap things up here. But, you know, overall, like you said, a good effort. You did get a lot of things out of this game that you wanted to, short of the victory.
Yeah. We just got to keep getting a little better and stuff. And this is a tough stretch.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we can get going next week and get some wins.
All right, Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Yep.
Appreciate it always. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Galesburg falls to Maine South by a final of 55-45. We will take a timeout and come back and talk about our final statistics. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Never miss the action.
Cutler moving to his left. Cutler from behind. Going to throw to the end zone. Diving grab. Far side of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Matt Spade. Diving catch.
The Bears look to once again beat NFC North rivals, the Minnesota Vikings.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, the Laser.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Details at WGIL.com.
Back at Maine South High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Hawks, 55-45. Time right now to take a look at our post-game final stats, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks led in scoring by Sharon Diggins with 17 points. And one thing I forgot to mention to the coach, that the fact that we talked in the pregame, you need to get a scoring from a lot of people in a game like this, and you didn't. This was a game where the Streaks only got scoring from five different players, which is pretty rare. As low scoring as it was rare as well, but that was one of the differences. But 17 from Sharon. She hit 1-3. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 twos, and she was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 15 for Jessica Lieber, 3 threes, a 2, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 7 points for Casey Williams. She hit a 3 and was 4 for 6 from the free throw line. But then after that, 3 points from Chloe Anderson on 3 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Haley Kelso on a 3-pointer. You also had Sammy Thompson 0 for 2 from the line, Danny Teal 0 for 1 from the line, Allison Mangieri 0 for 2 from the line. Streaks 6 threes in the ball game, just 15 for 24 from the free throw line. Got to the free throw line, didn't hit nearly enough of them.
No, it missed 2 front ends of 1-1, yeah. So that's, you know, just 2 more opportunities that you left out there.
For Maine South, they were led in scoring by the Illinois-bound Jackie Grant with 15 points, and only got to the line twice. She was 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 11 points for Haley Shoneman, the other big girl. All those came in the first half. Didn't even score in the second half. Of course, Coach Smith substituted liberally throughout the game. They don't normally play like that, but he was substituting the same as Coach Massey this time around. 9 points for the St. Louis U-bound Reagan Carmichael, including a 3-pointer. 2 points from Claire Raphael, 4 points from Emily McGuire, 4 points from Megan Roberts, 4 points from Erica Kiney, and 6 points for Nina Anderson off the bench. 1 3-pointer, 6 for 11 from the free throw line.
Well, the turnover battle, as I had already stated, 31 turnovers for Maine South. The Streaks only turned it over 14 times, so a good job by the Streaks as far as that's concerned. And then you look at the or 30, the Streaks turned over 17 times, excuse me, my bad. As far as when you look at the rebounding, that's the ugly stat that Coach Massey's not going to want to look at in the morning, and that's Streaks got out rebounded 48-20, so a plus 28 advantage for Maine South. The Streaks grabbed nine offensive rebounds, only 11 for Maine South, which I just felt in the game like there was more than that, but only 11. They were 23, they being Maine South, 23 of 49 from inside the arc, 1 of 4 all by Reagan Carmichael outside the arc. So they shot 45% from the field, one missed end of the front of a 1-on-1. So, you know, you look at that and you think, well, obviously they dominated us where they needed to dominate us, which is inside the arc. They needed to take it at us. And I also think that they probably struggled. You know, we've heard that they have no problem putting threes up, but I think, you know, not being used to the pressure the Streaks showed probably caused them some problems as well. The Streaks were 6 of 21 from inside the arc, 6 of 33 from distance, good for 22% from the field. Not a good mark, especially 18% from outside the arc, which is where the Streaks need to make hay. They were 15 of 24, like you said, from the free throw line, missing the front end of 2 1-on-1s. Rebounding leaders for Maine South, the big girl Janky Grant, 15 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks. So she had herself a complete game. Yeah. The other rebounding leader for them would have been Claire Raphael had 5. So, you know, it's not
their their shortest player, 5'4".
Yeah. She had 5. Shoneman only had 3 rebounds to go with her 11 points, and she really was non-existent there in the second half. The Streaks were led in rebounding by, Jessica Lieber with 4. Jess also had 5 steals. Sharon Diggins had 9 steals to lead the team in steals. So Sharon, 17 points, 9 steals. Not a bad night at all for her. You just wish she could have hit a couple more. She had some layups she missed, that, and then she mishandled the ball off the steal where she had a breakaway. That would have been another 2 points. Jessica Lieber, 15 points. Finally got the volume of shots. Unfortunately, wasn't able to hit a lot of those shots. She was 3 of 11 from the 3-point range and 1 of 7 from inside the arc. So, you know, that's not the numbers you hope for from Jessica Lieber.
So the Streaks fall 55-45. We'll take a timeout. Our final order of business, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game. We'll come back with that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
How about some Black Friday deals you can get through the middle of December? Here's a sale you don't have to get up early for. Galesburg Sewing Center's Black Friday Brother Sewing Machine Sale is going on now until December 17th. Select Brother machines have rebates and gifts valued up to almost $900. These savings are just in time for the holidays. You can also check out their selection of machines, priced starting at $100. Don't miss Brother's Black Friday event at Galesburg Sewing Center in downtown Galesburg, now through December 17th.
Join me every weekday evening at 9 for the Jim Bohannon Show, right here on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Maine South High School, where the Streaks fall to the Hawks 55-45. Time right now to name our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Days Auto Body, you better call Days. Kind of, it's always tough in a loss, and, you know, honestly, the crunch time was that first quarter, and it didn't go in our favor.
No,
went in Maine South's favor. Streaks just didn't come out ready to play, and Maine South did. You know, a lot of things you can blame on. It's a long bus trip, this or that, but it's just, you know, Maine South is a very good basketball team.
Yeah, definitely.
But the Streaks did do some good things. They didn't roll over and die. This is a game that could have turned into a 40-point blowout very easily and did not. The Streaks came out and kept playing, and especially defensively, and I think crunch time's got to go that way, because when the Streaks made a run, they cut it to 8 at one point, actually a couple times cut it to 8, and during those runs, it was one young lady getting steals, going to the basket aggressively, and making layups as well.
Right. Every time the Streaks made a run, Sharon Diggins was right at the middle of it. So he had 17 points, 9 rebounds, or 9 steals, excuse me, 1 rebound. It just seemed like defensively she was making things happen. And, you know, she had nine steals, but she tipped away more passes than that that other people picked up the steal on. She was very active defensively, and, you know, that's the role Sharon's got to play on this team. She's the most athletic player on the team. She's one of the quickest, her and Rainey right up there with each other. She's got to be the firefly as far as running, flying around the floor, making things happen, tipping basketballs, getting in passing lanes, and then hopefully getting breakaways. And so she more or less did her job. You know, a couple more threes here, another layup here, and
yeah,
maybe
just getting the finishes on some of those layups.
Exactly. Maybe we're talking about a different end result, but unfortunately, the streaks did come out on the sour end of this one. But you know, you're playing against a team that has had two D1 players on the floor.
Yeah.
And you know,
and
who says,
actually missing another very good player, too.
Right? And who says that in the future, you know, some of these other younger girls don't develop? You know, I thought Shoneman in that first half was very impressive basketball player. She's a junior. You know, you talk about Claire Raphael; she's a senior, but she was active with the basketball. And so, you know, a couple different things happen, and the streaks may have been able to stay even closer with this team, if not pull off a victory here on the road.
So, Sharon Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks fall 55-45. Sophomores pick up a win, 51-43 over the Maine South sophomores. So, a good day for Coach Mike Ruck's squad. Thanks again to all our sponsors in Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, right in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. And heading back in the 2011 Nissan Sentra, you can check this vehicle out. Kevin, up on Monday, go talk to the guys at Galesburg Nissan. Check out the certified 2011 Nissan Sentra. So we'll be back at it next Thursday night. We'll travel up to United Township, be in East Moline to take on the Panthers, a team that's a little bit down this year from what we saw in the Thanksgiving tournament. Very, definitely a winnable game on the road, but it's always a tough gym to play in, though.
What's with all these road trips all of a sudden?
I know. We're our first roadie of the season and today, and then we don't have another home game till after the holidays.
Yeah, well, you know, realistically, that's a very winnable game for the Streaks. They need to get back in the win column in the conference. If you're going to have a shot at this conference, you're going to have to win a lot of these road games now, because you drop that home matchup against a very good Rocky team. Now, don't get me wrong, that team is a very strong team, but you can't now drop road games against teams like UT that, you know, the Streaks' talent right now is better than UT's. So you've got to win that. You've got to win on the road at Quincy, and you're going to have to, you know, probably win the rest of your conference games, period, just to match up at first. Because Rocky, with how tough they looked, I don't know that they're going to lose a lot.
I don't think they're going to lose anybody else. I mean,
the only team that I could see sneaking a victory, and this is going to be a little odd, but would be Quincy. They have the athleticism, and they have the big girl inside. If they can play with them, and it's the game's at Quincy, you never know.
So it'll be Thursday night, our next one up at United Township, and then the boys will be back in action next Friday night when they will take on where are we at? I'm looking at my schedule. Oh, the Rock Island Rocks will come to John Thiel Gym coming up next Friday night, and then the girls back in action on Saturday on the road. We'll head down to Peoria. We'll take on the Manuel Rams, a team we haven't played in several years, and then we'll have a shootout. Let's see, down at Illinois College in Jacksonville, we'll take on the Jacksonville Crimsons coming up on Saturday the 22nd. Coming up later on here on WGIL, it will be the Illinois Fighting Illini against the Gonzaga Zags. That'll be an 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off. Brian Barnhart and Jerry Hester will have it for you here on WGIL. Thanks to our studio engineers, Chris McIntyre and Eric Hansen. Streaks lose here to this afternoon to Maine South, 55-45. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arita saying good afternoon from Park Ridge.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. Sounds Like Christmas returns to Sandberg Mall on Saturday, December 15th. Take the family for choirs and bands from area schools. Sounds Like Christmas is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the mall's center court. For more info, click on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
More callers, more presents, more winners when we play Pick a Present on WGIL.
Try 22.
Present 22, a $50 gift certificate from Brighter Life Bookshop.
Wow.
Was that just luck, or did you know one of those numbers, Chris?
That was my birthday.
Well,
oh, wow.
Great.
WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present is sponsored by Hair Etc. and Furniture Country. Details at WGIL.com.
Fox News, ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. They played together on the field and were involved in a tragedy off the field. Dallas Cowboy Jerry Brown is dead after police say he was a passenger in a car that crashed early this morning. Behind the wheel was teammate Joshua Brent Price.
It appears as if he was traveling at a high rate of speed, at which time his vehicle touched or impacted the outside curb of the service road, causing his vehicle to flip at least one time.
John Argumenez with Irving Police.
When our officers got there, they made contact with Mr. Price Brent, who was responsive and talking to our officers. He was standing outside of the vehicle.
Authorities say Brent Price is charged with intoxication manslaughter and is behind bars. Authorities snag a terror suspect who may know something about September's deadly ambush at the U.S. consulate in Libya.
He's a leader in the terror world. He's ambitious. He's very dangerous. And now Egyptian authorities, aided by U.S. intelligence, have him. Mohammed Jamal Abu Ahmad. U.S. officials have been tracking him for months, according to the Wall Street Journal, and their interest in him intensified after some of Ahmad's followers participated in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
Fox's Molly Henneberg in Washington. U.S. officials have not yet been able to question him. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton may be able to shed more light on the attack in Libya when she testifies before two congressional committees after a report on the incident is issued.
There's every indication that this will happen before the end of this year, as soon as the report is complete, which is expected to be done in the next days or weeks. So we have every expectation that she will testify.
Republican Ileana Ross-Layton chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It's what Washington's talking about. Both President Obama and Republicans focused on fiscal cliff negotiations in their weekly speeches. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Alec Baldwin is lashing out again at his number one enemy, the New York Post. The 30 Rock star is slamming the paper's columnist, Andrea Pizer, because of a recent column she penned about the actor's stalker. Baldwin unleashed on Twitter, calling the Post, quote, the worst newspaper in human history. Rihanna has the first number one album of her career. The R&B pop star's seventh record, Unapologetic, sold 238,000 copies in the first week of its release. Being on probation hasn't kept Lindsay Lohan from run-ins with the law. The troubled actress was charged with four crimes in two different states on one day. And Mike Tyson is heading out on the road. The former heavyweight champ is bringing his Undisputed Truth show to more than a dozen cities starting in February. In Hollywood, William LaJeunesse, Fox News.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
Win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present Contest. Listen for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.